following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Tuesday. We are live on Facebook, brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Did I mention that? I don't think I did. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in Royal Oak is one of the largest and best patios in the city with both outdoor and indoor seating. It is the top spot to kick back in these warm summer days and evenings to enjoy the fresh-made Mexican fusion delicacies, handcrafted cocktails, and fresh-squeezed margaritas while basking in the warm sunshine and fresh air. It's not a bad day out there today. In their magnificent indoor-outdoor patio, Trudy apparently is in the isolation booth. They've got the 150 tequilas and the 10% discount. If you mention Drew and Mike, Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main between 3rd and 4th Street. And, wow, is there stuff going on today? Game of Thrones, we learn that there was Starbucks back then. What century was that?
It's not really a century.
Not really a century. No.
What?
Like medieval fiction. Times.
It's fake?
Oh, yeah, it's based on a true story.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
It's based on the
War
of the Roses.
Before electricity. Nothing before electricity.
You think there were really giants and stuff back like
Well, I know there were flying dragons and that blew fire. I knew that happened. That was real.
Sure.
Yeah.
And at one time, we had to fight off the Night King.
Okay.
In our history.
But there's also Starbucks as a major flub. A Starbucks cup in two frames, I guess, and somebody captured it and put it out there.
The new controversy is, I don't think that's a Starbucks cup. It could be any coffee cup.
I could see...
Really?
I could see Daenerys' name misprinted on the cup.
Yeah, well, of course, that one's going to be misspelled.
Spelled it wrong. Tryon.
Did this drop the fourth wall for anyone?
I didn't even see it.
No?
Not until people
saw it. You saw
it
today?
Out. Yeah, but whatever.
I know, but there's a Starbucks cup. Some extra left a Starbucks cup or some tech.
It's really hard to see what's going on in any of those scenes, but in that one in particular, but...
Is it so dark?
But when they pointed it out and they showed it, it was like, oh yeah, for sure there was.
The rest of the season has been such garbage. Eye. Who cares?
I love how Drew just jumped into the final season. Screw all the other episodes.
I know. By far the worst season ever.
Well, that's how he reads, too. He jumps into the juicy parts.
Well, I was watching The Nine and Ryan Armani and Dina and who's the third person today?
Well, I don't know.
They changed the cast.
Oh, Marielle Lou.
Dina.
Marielle Lou was on there. Marielle. And they showed that, and I just thought, wow, they spend so much money. All we hear about is how much money they spend, and somebody left a Starbucks cup.
I know.
That's kind of a huge F up. I'm sure everybody loves it because it's something to talk about.
Who didn't catch it in post, too?
I guess it's too.
Somebody edits that.
How did anyone see it? It's in two frames.
I know. Who's the nerd? Who watches it frame by frame.
Pretty amazing.
Remember, though, Game of Thrones has had things like that in the past.
They?
Like, remember Brandon, the George Bush head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a pike?
That was on purpose, though.
On purpose.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, this seems like
a major
screw-up.
What if they do that? Just people, to make people talk.
Somebody better be blown out. I want to see the picture of the person that left the Starbucks cup on that table in the Daily Mail tomorrow.
It's probably some $15 an hour, you know, extra or production assistant.
As much as it costs to make that show, somebody's got to be blown out.
It shows that
you're fired.
It clearly shows they just don't even care about the last season.
Maybe not.
I mean, the writers certainly don't.
Oh, you're making Brandon. Setting Brandon.
There is.
Stop it.
There's major.
Huh?
He's a jerk.
Yeah, Brandon's got enough on his head already with Bill recovering. Bill took a great dump last night.
That's big. That's real big.
But it was a secondary dump.
That means it had to travel through, you know, the part of the intestine where it was sewn back together. So if there's no leaks, that's a step in the right direction.
That's really
good. He is alert today, he won't eat yet. So
well,
a few more days.
Mags is coming along. Mags has been milking his injury
I tried to call for pain medication, and they said, dog basically had its nails clipped. I don't think it needs pain.
Is he comfort eating? I mean, how would you know? Is he?
No, he wasn't eating anything.
Really?
So I was really worried about
comfort starving?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's in pain. He was in pain.
He seems to be enjoying food again today. It didn't last long.
Yeah, I'm starving.
He was drinking in all the attention, and Layla's so pissed about that.
Yeah, Mags was. God. He was milking it, and I was very worried about him. And I think he sensed that from me. I think dogs.
Yeah.
There's a rhythm there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think he was enjoying it.
She was
being carried out and carried upstairs. And
she was howling at me. Like,
she's attention starved, based on what's normal. There is huge, it's not really breaking news because it happened hours ago. I feel so stupid calling it news. Meghan Markle had her baby. It's a boy.
Yes, which means I won my bet.
That's the biggest thing is betting on the name.
I know.
Do we have the audio of Harry, by the way? Because they acted like, this is so unusual for a royal to come out and act like a human being after a child's born.
No, get a crier, Harry.
Usually the statement is made by the palace, the announcement. But he came out and acted like a person.
Birth in the stables? Why are those horses there?
Early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well.
Nobody cares.
It's been the most amazing experience I could ever have possibly imagined. How any woman does what they do is
that
beyond comprehension.
Stretch it out pretty good, huh?
Absolutely thrilled.
Really? They're made for it.
And so grateful to all the love and support for everybody out there, from everybody out there. It's been amazing. So we just wanted to share this with everybody.
You sound like you're from London.
Can we go to the horses still and find out how they feel about the Kentucky Derby?
The baby's a little bit overdue. So we've had a little bit of
it's for the horse.
That's the next bit. But okay, for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys.
Did he say baby Drew? Its name is Drew?
No.
Andrew.
No, I don't think so. A child seventh from the throne. I cannot quantify how much I don't care about this baby. It's not quantifiable. And I want to know, has anyone reported, remember they unfollowed Harry and...
Oh, yeah, William and Kate.
Yeah. That baby is ugly.
They unfollowed Harry and Meghan, and the first thing in my mind was, wait a second, these guys never had a bump in their relationship until Meghan Markle came along.
Women,
not one problem, right?
Women.
I mean, am I wrong about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she doesn't talk to her dad, who made a nice statement today,
broke his silence. Everybody's waiting for Thomas Markle's comment. I think that's less important than the baby being born.
Her mom is with her birthing the child, and Thomas Markle's not even allowed to get a phone call.
Did he talk to Piers? Because he seems to be Piers Morgan's best friend.
Oh, I think Piers did a great job getting involved and trying to help last time, although, actually, no, that didn't work.
What?
Did she FedEx him a Christmas card, maybe?
No, she publicly put out that one statement that was really embarrassing.
You know, the old...
The handwritten letter.
His strategy of, oh my God, I'm dying, I don't think I can come to the wedding, really didn't work at all.
Oops. Yeah, it's two heart attacks.
That did not fly.
Why didn't he fake another heart attack when the baby was about to be born?
I just don't think anybody's going to. He could say he has AIDS and it wouldn't matter now.
No.
He could say anything. I could say he has ALS and they're going to, yeah, whatever. I'm not contacting
ALS. <him. laughs>
He could say he has anything.
He's got AIDS.
They don't care. It's too bad. I feel bad because I think he's a very sincere person, and we saw that in the Piers Morgan interview.
Clearly, yeah.
And by the way,
in the way he sells every story,
it was one of the lead stories today was that he had commented.
I know
the birth of the child, which is so stupid, and you know he loves it.
But we're going to be covering it a little more later because we have an official correspondent.
Yeah, this is humongous. Clearly, having a child born that is, it's unquantifiable how much I don't care. You got to bring somebody else in to handle this. And Mr. Methane has agreed to carry the mail for us.
Oh, he's our liaison?
He is our correspondent on royal births.
Wow.
And also, I think we may make him our Game of Thrones correspondent. Why not?
Why?
Shouldn't he know?
Why does he live in Westeros?
He lives near there.
Show some respect for the thrones.
Doesn't he live closer than we do, at least?
It depends where it's at. I don't know where Westeros is.
I was asking Trudy. It's crazy. I think methane. I predict that he watches it. I could be wrong.
Really?
I don't know. It's funny. A lot of people just don't watch TV shows. Yeah. So I don't think he'd be one of those people. He's awfully. Tell the story about why he wasn't sure if we could work this arrangement out.
Because his sister was there, and she does not like it when he farts around the house. Literally, when he's literally
his job.
Farting around the house. I know. Pays those bills in that house.
But does she ban it? Is there an outright ban, or is it just that she's going to give him so much crap?
She probably just said, I don't really like that.
He's an artist. If he were painting, would she be, I don't like you painting around the house?
If the paint stunk. Maybe.
Buy a candle.
I was disappointed. Wow. It sounds like he's not getting family support.
That's kind of mean. That's what he's known for.
Well, he's sending her on an errand, so she won't be there. So he will be farting.
Oh, an errand? It's like midnight there. What's the errand going to be?
I don't know. 7-Eleven? Oh, they have 7-Elevens there?
They got something like that.
Good enough. Okay.
There's Mark just told me the most incredible story about the Russian plane crash, and I really want to get to it because I'm just blown away. If you didn't see it, the plane, and they're saying pilot air or maybe that might be the tower air.
I got hit by lightning, allegedly. And
but they were still saying, they said pilot air might be one of the causes. If I got hit by lightning, it was the pilot's fault.
Does the lightning make the plane bounce when it gets to the runway?
Well, it was hit by lightning.
So that's why it bounced?
Maybe it wasn't, the wheels didn't work. I don't know.
I also heard that they were like, it might have been a part missing. And
part
kind of crap.
That sounds like a Russian
airline. Passes for planes there.
Anyway, there's an incredible human interest story within that story that I still have trouble believing it's true. But is there a good source on that story?
Yeah, the internet.
Who is reporting this?
The Daily Mail.
Well, that is a good source. Okay.
They name the guy.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can get a hold of him if he's not. Oh, this guy could be severely shamed, I suspect. But
I don't think he cares.
First, Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram spring sales event is coming. And no, it's here. And during the spring sales event at Zot, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month, or a loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month. If you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. Nobody! See details and surf the rest of inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo is also reminding you, they've got something going on over there till May the 15th. Major discount. Take advantage of advanced technology of Dr. Yaldo. Custom LASIK. Amazing multifocal lens implants. They pay for themselves because you're never going to need to buy new frames, lenses, contacts, cases, fluids, or deal with breakage year after year. Dr. Yaldo's truly got some new frames from...
What?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got new...
Pretty cool.
Ones.
Right?
Hey. Hubba hubba. Ooh, I like those.
I do too. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. They're nice.
Wear them inside, too.
Nice glasses, four eyes.
And you can get frames there. If you're not up for LASIK or multifocal, they have a great supply of lenses.
Oh, they have some sweet-ass purple lenses.
I got to check them out. Yeah. Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's leader in both categories, LASIK and multifocal implants. Over 50,000 combined procedures. Multifocal implants for people 45 and over have reading issues. And LASIK for the millennials and Gen Xers will save you money in the long run, give you great vision. 24/7 without any of that old technology. So, as Eli mentions in the copy, that's it. 5 minutes, no pain. Yeah, some people, it's over. It's really over. So don't wait. Enjoy the summer without sweating up your glasses or diving into the pool with your contacts in. Go with the best. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES. That's 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And I guess, when I saw the Russian plane crash, I saw the chute came down so fast.
Yeah.
And people were sliding down right away. And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
What's he doing up there?
How quickly they got that going. But when they bounced on the runway, the thing was on fire and the fire spread so fast.
Yeah.
It was moving up the fuselage.
Didn't it remind you a little bit of the Concorde? Remember the Concorde had all that fire?
Oh, yeah.
But this was way more. Like you said, it was going up the fuselage.
And there was apparently a slight delay. There was a flea, a fly in the ointment in the aisle getting out of the plane because of what happened?
A survivor of the Moscow air disaster sparked fury after he walked from the airport with a backpack he had rescued from the burning plane, prompting claims that he had blocked other passengers from escaping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it gets
burned it out so he could get a stupid backpack with what in it?
Dmitry Kalabushkin demanded a refund and complained about his treatment by the Aeroflot staff as he left the airport on Sunday.
You, that's all you care about.
Wait, he actually popped the thing above him and was grabbing his backpack as he's leaving.
And then went in and bitched because he didn't get his refund and they didn't make the flight. The quote-unquote overweight Russian has become the focal point of anger after several passengers were seen retrieving luggage while others tried to flee. So he wasn't the only one. According to reports in Russia, only three passengers seated behind Klabushkin, who was sitting in seat 10C, survived the fire. So most of the people that died were behind him, which means he held them up.
So can we get him for manslaughter?
I don't know.
Or something?
Impeding.
Doesn't he just fit the type? Look at a picture of him.
Would you love to know what is in the backpack?
I mean,
what he killed all these people to get off the plane. That's a big piece of luggage.
Yeah.
It's probably too big for the overhead, too. Can we nail him for that, too?
I love that he didn't get a refund, and he's bitching about it.
No, a refund? Really?
He even said that the airline, quote, consists of heartless and unprofessional people. Well, yeah, the plane caught on fire.
The guy that has to get his bag.
You don't get more unprofessional than catching the plane on fire.
The guy is a selfish pig.
So he's got a point there. Let's see.
And also, while you're looking, people videotaped the plane as it's hitting the runway. Somebody's got their phone recording outside the plane.
Selfie.
I can't. Can you imagine? Would you turn on your record button?
No.
Oh, no, I'd never think to do that.
I would be so focused on getting the hell out of that plane.
Yeah. No.
I would make sure I had my phone on me.
Would you?
Bad?
If it were in the overhead?
No, it's not bad. No, I would do the same thing. So it's okay.
I might try to grab my bag and demand a refund within 40 minutes. I mean, that's understandable. I mean, it's not going to bring anybody back.
Some people are focused on different things. What can we say?
Sure.
Can't he just eat the cost? I mean, 41 people died.
He doesn't see how that interferes with his day.
And, you know, this guy would really block the aisle, too. I mean, he's big. Okay, I can just see him, like, reaching up, just blocking everybody and people yelling at him not hearing him at all.
What about you, sweetheart?
Everyone had jumped from their seats and moved forward, although the plane was still moving at a good speed. I saw the first woman calling someone on her phone, saying, "We are on fire. We are falling down."
Calling someone on the phone. Does that really help anyone?
No.
I mean, think of the person.
Get off. Just go.
Think of the guy getting the call. Like, oh, my God.
Who is this? Is that what he said?
What?
Huh? I can't hear you. Can you get in a better cell?
You're waking up. Call me back.
Who are you?
I cannot understand who was calling.
Call me back in FaceTime. This sounds cool. I'll record it.
It really sounds like a dump of an airplane, too, because they were having all kinds of problems.
Where was the plane that ended up in the drink?
In Jacksonville, the Navy plane coming from...
Was that Sully?
Guantanamo. Was it Sully? No, that guy didn't hit a bird.
That was coming from Guantanamo?
Yeah.
It was never got off the ground, right? Or did it?
I thought it was on landing. Was it on takeoff?
It crashed in Florida, then it took off from Cuba.
Oh, I thought it was going the other way. Yeah, it was the landing in Jacksonville from Cuba at a naval base.
Well, then why did it go in the water? It overshot the runway, didn't it?
Yeah.
So that's pilot F up?
Sure.
I'm declaring.
I don't know.
What? Oh, the brakes didn't work?
I don't know. I don't do planes have brakes. They don't brakes. Right?
Where's plane man?
Slow down.
Nobody died. You know what? It's funny.
He'd
nobody
be livid with this conversation.
Nobody died on that flight, the Jacksonville one.
The dogs in the cargo did.
I know, except for those three. But
I was actually very sad about it. I was like, oh, how nice.
Oh, because you like dogs more than humans.
I do.
By far. I know you do. No, I'm not judging you for it. I'm just saying you do.
If four people had died, I would have gone, hey, well, that's pretty good. They went in the water. But four dogs, I was like, oh, fuck. Well, nobody died, so don't judge me. Nobody
dogs
died.
Dogs don't want to be on planes to begin with, so, you know, they're, like, bummed out to begin with being on
they
a plane,
flying.
And then the plane crashes.
Who was that pilot? David Eason?
Brandon, you want to get the 911 call? This is, what a piece of audio this is. Okay.
Is it him or is it Janelle?
No, it's Nathan. It's one of the baby daddies of her other child. And honestly, if you had a child with Janelle and she was in the house with Janelle and David Eason, this lump of shit who shot his dog after throwing it against the wall, I think you'd absolutely be petrified that your kid was in the house.
Yeah.
There's an 11-year-old who's completely traumatized from his previous marriage, who he doesn't pay child support to, by the way. He's late. He owes thousands to this other chick.
Wait, Nathan's kid lives with them?
She's with him on the weekends, and she's with Janelle during the week.
Well, that's that sounds something about Nathan. He doesn't have more custody than that.
He's had some issues himself.
He's had three DUIs in 1 year. Yeah. He's an influencer, by the way.
Oh, great. Is he on Cameo yet?
Probably.
Isn't he totally ripped? He kind of looks like Val Kilmer.
He's very ripped. He does look like Val Kilmer.
So she's the stable one in the relationship?
That's what I mean.
No, she's
not. Here's your
stable
answer, Mark. Here's a compilation of all his mugshots.
Just give all the kids to Barbara.
Oh, by the way, I was thinking about this today. This is one of my great ideas. Is somebody keeping track of my great ideas? I really believe in this one. You know how baseballreference.com, you have the guy's whole career, his postseason hitting, everything.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they have 911 calls reference.com where they have your history of 911 calls?
Yes.
Because some people call 911 like 50 times in their career, their life. think of how many Janelle must have a bunch of 911 calls.
Brandon's had all her mugshots up there. Did you see all her mugshots?
Yeah, she's got lots of those too. I mean, how about mugshotreference.com? And 911 call reference. Can you imagine how much time people will spend on that site listening to 911 calls?
Mugshots are all over the
huge
web.
Yeah,
but I mean reference.com, where you go to see all the mugshots you want. You enter anywhere, like MrSkin.com, but mugshots.
There are those, and they're a huge problem because a lot of times you get a mugshot taken when you didn't do anything.
Wait, you're telling me there's a 911 call?
Not 911, but there's mugshots.
I want credit for my idea. You seem to be pouring water on it.
Just the secondary idea. I like the 911 idea.
Okay, what's the mugshotreference.com? I want to see that, Mr.
Smoking
Thick Stuff.
Mugshots
online.
They have
them all in one place?
Yeah, mugshots
like MrSkin.com.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah. But.
Give me a name.
But I think you've
Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
I think you've got an idea there where you've got the mugshots and then attached or their 911 history. So.
I think I want.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy Winehouse.
Was hers in the U.S.?
Was she in the U.S.? Yeah.
I bet she looks good in her mugshot.
I bet she's crying.
Whoa. Oh, whoa.
There it is.
Oh, yikes.
Okay.
And then below is some guy that has an Amy Winehouse tattoo, so that popped up in the search.
Are there hot mugshots besides the guy in California?
Oh, yeah, that dope. Wasn't he with a billionaire now? Or,
yeah.
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 Well, look, Trudy, all these guys look pretty hot.
I found Mark Fellhauer.
Really?
Yeah.
He spells his name different. Who's that dude? Wait, all right, I want to know more about this guy. 57200.
ARK. Okay, so I'm the second guy to have the mugshot idea. But 911 calls reference.com, I think that's a great idea.
That is
a good
idea.
I want it like baseball stats, like the year of the call, the reason, the length.
Oh, and
but it's going to be saturated by people who are calling for crashes and stuff.
Well, I know, but they'll have their own category. They'll have their lifetime calls, too.
Have you ever called 911?
Find, you know. Yeah, once.
Do they have?
I've called it a couple of times.
Have you?
Really?
Yes. Once in San Antonio, Texas.
Do they have collector cards? Wouldn't that be cool?
For 911 calls?
Call cards?
No, for mugshots.
That's a great
idea.
Remember
they
used to remember they had those for the 911, you know, like the terrorists and
they
had
the Bush administration
collector cards for a little while.
Aren't there serial killer cards too?
Yeah.
They should have stats for them, too. It should be like a baseball, you know.
Yeah.
I still have the deck of cards for the Iraq War.
Do you?
Yeah, because they sold them. People sold them. So
we
had one.
I wasn't a big fan of those.
I also have collector cards.
They all look the same to me.
I also have collector cards for American Idol Season 1.
Oh, really?
God. I said it as a promo item. I'm like, I can't throw this away. Julie was giving me so much shit for keeping the Joe Theismann check, by the way. And I said, look at the payoff now.
It was a huge payoff. Yeah, it was a massive payoff.
I can't believe that trash was in our house.
By the way, what happened? Where is Justin Guarini?
What's
he doing?
You mean Little Sweet?
Yeah. It's a sweet one.
We heard he was homeless. Remember we heard he was homeless like 2 years ago?
I think he's making tons of money because of the Dr. Pepper ad.
Yeah. He's that little guy.
He's a little sweet.
You've seen the commercials. This dude right here.
I don't know if I've seen.
Wasn't he living on the residuals from his movie? because they had that
Justin movie. To Kelly.
That movie's one of the worst movies possibly ever. Maybe the worst movie.
But like Farrah Abraham, it is Kelly Clarkson at her hottest, which I think is why she did it.
Yeah,
isn't that true? Deep and totally dry. Take this,
Mama. Give your lungs a breather. Those tired lips deserve something sweeter. A Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh. Mm. Sweet.
Mama likes it sweet.
Hey, how about me? I came for her.
Are you a lifeguard or something?
No, but I know CPR.
Help me, I'm drowning.
Little sweet, take it off like a rocket.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Is that a clip from the movie?
No, that's the Little Sweet commercials.
Yeah, he does a ton of them.
Wow.
They're all over the place.
But is that Kelly Clarkson?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
They've since...
I may have had a stroke in the last 5 minutes.
Just continue.
Kelly Clarkson!
I totally missed it. I never knew he had a commercial. Wasn't there a report that he was homeless?
Yeah, I think there was.
Should we call Mr. Sanjaya and find out?
Yes.
Hall Financial Hotline open, please. Click the link to Hall Financial. If you'd like to think about a refi or purchasing your first home, your dream home, shortening the length of your loan, or taking money out of your house.
USA Today, Idol alum Justin Guarini.
I'm nowhere near poverty.
So, okay.
Apparently.
Well, and Mr. Sanjaya always seems to know what's going on.
If anybody knows.
He always answers, too.
It's, what's his name?
We've got a relationship with him. Mr. Sanjaya's first name?
It's Vasudeva.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Is it Vasudeva? Isn't something Carr in Sanjaya's name?
Malachar.
Mr. Malachar, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he goes by. Respect.
Mr. Sanjaya. I think that was one of the things that started taking down American Idol when people kept voting for him.
That was the best.
Oh, come on.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Malachar.
Yeah.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show calling. We've spoken before a number of times. You've been terribly helpful, and we were talking to Sanjaya. He said something that you might have a contact for Justin Guarini.
Justin, no, I don't have.
Okay. Do you know how he's doing? He said you were up on a lot of the American Idol alums.
Justin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was with the street, how is his name? The Sanjay, but I know he's where he is. I don't have no connection with him.
Oh.
Is he? Well, Sanjay had said something that there were rumors that he was homeless, but you said he's actually doing okay. Can you verify that at least?
No, I'm not sure. I don't have
idea. So he might not be doing
okay. Okay. I
don't have a connection with them for a long time.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that because I thought that he was okay based on what we heard. And now you're telling us that's not true.
Okay,
we'll quote you on that.
Have you ever seen the movie from Justin to Kelly, the movie that he did?
No, I didn't.
Oh, maybe there's some clues in there.
Well, did we misconstrue what Sanjaya said?
Maybe.
Or maybe we didn't talk to him. I don't know. It's crazy.
When did you last speak with Sanjaya?
A couple days ago.
Oh.
How's he doing?
He's moving to Montana. He's going to... His grandma passed away.
Sorry, you did hear about that.
Yeah, his grandma passed away, so he's
moving to Montana.
Going to visit his sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I thought he said he was moving there.
Yeah, he's.
That's what he told me.
He started packing.
His grandma died.
I'm sorry. He's packing to go into there.
Uh huh.
Going to stay for a few days. I'm not sure he's going to come back or not.
Mm. Oh,
he didn't come from that, but he's going to stay for a few days with at least a few days with Dave.
And the acting lessons have gone pretty well, I understand.
Yeah, he has the theaters he goes to there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
on the island. How do you call that?
Yeah, that's right. He was performing. I think I remember that. Performing on the island.
Yeah. Performing on the island.
He's on the island performing.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Okay. Well, that's. I'm glad to hear Sanjay is going to get to see his sister. I know he was excited about that. And we'll take the Justin Guarini news with a grain of salt. It sounds like maybe there's a little confusion there.
Yeah, I'm not sure because Sanjay knows everything. So he's still on the Facebook with everybody. Oh. I don't have Facebook.
Oh, he's got the Facebook. Now you're not on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm not on the Facebook.
Why not? Are you on Instagram?
Come on, but I'm too old for that.
Snapchat? Are you doing Snapchat? Sending pictures of, you know, dong around?
No, what? But I'm too old.
Oh, you're too old for that?
I'm okay.
Don't sell yourself short, Mr. Malachar.
Yeah, Sanjay is on Snapchat. You know he's on there going crazy.
He's sending that thing everywhere.
Awesome.
They're young kids. They go through everywhere, but I'm not.
Okay.
I will stay home. Take care of my family.
That's I understand, right. Mr. Malachar. You're a family guy, and we appreciate that. And thank you so much for your help here.
Thank you, boss.
Have a great
day. I love you guys. Take care.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mr. Malachar.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's officially a relationship.
Oh, he's great.
We love him.
Yeah.
Can't believe he's not on Instagram.
Does he call you boss?
Or bud?
Chief? I don't know. Do we want to try a number for Justin Guarini?
Yeah, why not? What's the percentage chance for Guarini?
I would say there's three numbers, and I'd probably give 22%.
You know what? I'm going 100% I'm going to do it again because last time I did it, it worked. All my chips are in 100% because they're numbers from 4 months ago.
That's a huge
I'm doing
risk.
It.
There's a lot of credibility at stake here. Are we saying which number?
Hi, we can't get your call Leave a message and we'll call you
back.
I don't think so.
What?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit, and we thought this was Justin's number. Justin, if it is, we were just talking about you on our show. If you call the 248 number, Mark is guaranteeing this is your number. Mm-hmm. So if it's not Justin, I'd love for somebody to call back and face him.
What?
On this.
Well, no, I want Justin to call back and prove that I was right.
We'll see. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Did you dial that correctly? I think you're in cahoots over there.
I got one more.
Nobody has a wife and children, so.
Were you confident in the first number?
I'm confident in both of them, Drew.
They're not both his number.
Maybe the first one a little more, but.
Yeah, boy. I think he'd be on
Justin Guarini.
Justin
voicemail.
Thank you for calling.
That's him.
Please press 1 to connect your call.
There you go. See, pretty much certain.
Sounds dubious.
What?
Okay, is this Guarini Enterprises?
Yeah.
Just a short message.
He has an intermediary because he's so much bigger than homeless.
What is that?
Please. Justin? Hello?
Justin?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Justin?
Wait, don't hang up.
You there? I heard you answer the phone. Would you say something already?
That's typical Justin.
Quit dicking around.
He always does this.
Come on, we're in the
Clearly
financial hotline. No screwing around here. Let's go. Hello? All right, 3, 2, 1. Yellow.
I know this is your main move, Justin, but you got to really prove me right here. Just say something.
All right, let's just start over. We're going to pretend you just answered the phone and said hello. Oh, my God, is that you? Hello? Is it still open?
Still open.
Brandon?
Line
is open.
Line is open.
Hi.
Come on, Justin. You're making me look bad.
I got one more number.
Justin, Michigan loves you. You have to talk to us right now.
This is not funny at all. And I'm going to take action against you.
I think he's in cahoots.
If this continues.
Everyone's in cahoots.
We will suspend you from discussion on the show for possibly ever. All right, let's call the third number.
I mean, come on. Both those numbers were probably him. Right?
I think the first one, maybe. Who's that clown?
Somebody who's
Is that the creator of Melrose Place?
Somebody who's really
no hellos, no goodbyes, nothing in between?
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Is that Justin?
What?
Brianna, what is this saying?
Justin, shake your bonbon.
Hey, this is TVG. What's a bonbon?
His dick, Ryan. Can you just get to the song?
It's a what?
Butt.
It's a butt. Where's the salt, Brianna? Take a seat and enjoy the show.
Hey, wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Guarini.
Is, what's his name? Dunkelman. He's on there, isn't he?
I don't see him on
Do we have
there.
The great Dunkelman drops? I'd love to hear just one of them. They came out in
force. The Dunks.
I'm looking.
I don't have Dunkelman.
Dunks! Where's Dunkelman?
Here he is sitting down to talk to him both.
Very nice. Did his bonbon look okay? Yeah, that's that buddy. She wanted to see you shake your bonbon. I didn't know where Paula was going with the pho. Just pay attention to this
show.
This
show was if you want pretty racy when it started.
This is his number. It's 1-866-IDOLS-02 at the end of the show.
Seacrest hated him.
Dunk, take it to the break.
Dunk.
Let's take a break. Nicely done. That's what
oh,
I do.
Those two hate each other.
Dunk.
The last headline for him was he was driving an Uber.
Dunkelman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, no problem.
Actually, when we interviewed him, he was really funny about it. I thought he was totally cool.
Very funny.
Okay.
Once again, most importantly, those numbers worked.
Seacrest was jealous that Dunkelman was undermining.
I just think Seacrest wanted it to himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like everything else.
And it was so
Seacrest out.
So nerdy that first year. I mean, they were horrible. I couldn't believe that show did so well.
You said it, Dick.
Real professional jealousy going on between the two of them.
I think there was. Zod Ford and Holly's conducting a unique VIP Key for Key event. During this event, you can exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2019 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal, to match or lower your monthly payment. The Zod Ford managers, and that includes Gary now, have been authorized to assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. It's a straight VIP Key for Key or fob for fob or fob for key or key for fob. You give Zod Ford the keys to your current vehicle, and they'll give you the keys to a brand new 2019 Ford. No hassles, no gimmicks, no shenanigans. Just go see Maz or his personal sales manager, Gary, or any of the hottest staff in Oakland County. Tell him Drew and Mike sent you. And tell him, tell Dr. Roche we sent you, too.
Yeah,
because they're getting ready for moms.
Making mommy hotter.
They have moms in there all the time. That's nothing new, but
sure. Well, and you know, dads can do this too, but this is not about dads.
That's June.
Yeah. Think gift cards here, by the way, too. Let her choose. Special discounts on all procedures for Mother's Day. Buy one syringe of Restylane, get the second half off. Buy two areas of Botox or Dysport, get the third area half off. And three Diva treatments, regular $4,500 for $3,850 plus a free G-spot. Shot.
Whoa.
And also breast lifts are huge right now. Getting them kind of tightened up for summer. The gummy bear implants one way. Saline implants is another way if you're interested in sort of boosting that out. And there's also breast tight. Yep. Yeah. And there's fat grafting as well. So they can take fat from one part of your body, plump up your bikini neckline with that. Well, you know. What's underneath? And all of that, plus Brazilian butt lifts, and all the rest of the wonderful things that you can get at Dr. Roche's office, DRROCHE.com, and 248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche. Get a consultation today.
Of course, the Hall Financial Hotline's already been opened and already had a hugely successful call to St. Joe's dad. And it's the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of the show. 44 days, that's what most people take for refi. David Hall and Hall Financial average 19 days because they offer better service, more options, and what's the third thing? More personalized service.
Yeah.
That's right. I almost know all this by heart. You've heard from our listeners, the many who have responded after the fact when they refied and they found money. They save money. I mean, it's a 30-year loan in many cases, and when you refinance and you save $150 a month, that's a lot of money over a long time. Oh, yeah. So 600 five-star reviews because they always put you first, and they get back quick. If you click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website, fill out the online form. They will call you back. We've had people tell us they called within 30 minutes, within a minute, on a Sunday. They've delivered papers on a Saturday. They've gone driven a couple hours to do it.
Wow.
They are extremely aggressive on your behalf. So See why over 600 clients are giving them 5 stars at Hall Financial today. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And they are now all over the network. So there.
So there.
I was just reading this story about Billy Joel's Long Island neighbors hate his helicopters.
Yeah, because he flies to Madison Square Garden.
Like Matt Lauer.
Did you see the kid that got picked up at his high school game in a helicopter?
Oh, really? Sweet. That's cool.
It was local.
It was?
It was like, it was East Side somewhere.
What's the story behind
that? I flew in on a helicopter.
I don't know what the story is, but his team won because I saw the post and people were saying, oh, I hope they lost.
Just because of that?
And yeah, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I don't know. People are very strange in the way they respond to things. Now, actually, I admit, I would have hoped they lost too.
Yeah. Well, but we don't know the reason. Why is he flying in on a helicopter? Why did he fly in a helicopter?
I think Dad was showing off. That's my
fault. Oh, well, in that case, I hope he had beat bad. I hope he made the mistake.
This is the chopper!
I really don't feel that strong about it. I hope they got mercied!
I hope someone pulled Dad's pants down in the stands.
And, you know, people, it's weird. Like today, this is a good example. I was reading the story about Wendy Williams' ex.
Yes.
Soon to be ex.
Right.
They're married. They're divorcing.
Yeah.
And he is demanding spousal support.
Oh, he doesn't have any kind of a job outside of Wendy?
No.
Wow.
No. And, you know, there have been many stories like this, and they always bother me, where some guy just happens to marry a female who does very well, and all of a sudden they're worming their way. Remember Joan London's husband?
Yeah.
Started a production company. And guess who the talent was? Joan London. And they made educational films and such. Well, they split up, and he demanded all this support, and it was a lot of money, and he won. And I remember she was pissed.
Oh,
she was steamed. I don't blame her a bit either, because it's just a mistake to mix all of that up,
generally speaking.
Yeah.
You should have your own gigs.
So, but he's not worthy of anything else. He's a zero.
Is he still doing his production company today?
Yeah, I think he's looking for...
Oh, Joan London's ex? Yeah. I doubt it. Because he doesn't have Joan. So this guy was the producer of the Wendy Williams show. I'm sure the show is collapsing. I bet it wasn't even on today because he's not a part of it. It probably didn't even make it on TV.
Wait, are you saying that she's more important than he is to that show?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was... and he was half owner of their... They had a production company, too, I believe. So...
You mean she gave him something to do with his spare time?
Yeah,
oh, that.
So now overpaid.
She's paying for it.
Ah.
And I'll be interested to see how the court rules on this because, you know, he does have that baby with that other woman, that 33-year-old. And I thought, well, he can just move his life over to that girl. They have a $765,000 house he bought.
Here's what we're going to do. You're going to get a TV show. I'm going to produce it. Right?
What a
load. That's how he thinks.
No, what a jerk. And, you know, there was just a lot written about it. And he just sounds like such a cad. Now, I realize that things happen in relationships. But, you know, having a kid and buying her this giant house and Wendy knows nothing about any of it. I mean, it's just a horrible story. And then her parents were making noise about, you know, he ought to be, he needs to leave her. And it's like, what? He's all mixed up with her family and all this. And then I see him dropping her off for work in a Bentley. He drives a Bentley. Well, why doesn't he sell his Bentley? If he needs money, sell your Bentley, asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not going to be driving a Bentley much longer.
Well, then he won't be driving a Bentley.
I know. And we'll find out how... I wonder how much this girl really is crazy about him. Because he... what was the last indignity? Oh, she went into rehab.
Uh-huh.
And what did he do? He went to Florida with the 33-year-old. Went on a big fancy schmancy vacation.
Cat's away.
Yeah.
and doesn't have a cell phone.
He can't help her while she's in rehab.
So...
What is he supposed to do? Just pause his life?
Pause his life, I know. He couldn't do that.
Not that guy.
So anyway, you know, I'm reading about this, and then I punch the comments. I don't know why. And I see I notice there's a bunch of people in the comments who say, I hope he takes it for every cent. This is equality, bitches.
What?
It's like, okay, wait really? A second. This is one person, Wendy Williams. Is she really that outspoken about equality? I mean, she's no Melinda Gates.
No, I want to say she's, if anything, has been kind of on the other side.
She's been pretty good to him.
Yeah.
She's been really good to him. And by the way, Brandon sent me an article today, Melinda Gates talking to The Guardian.
Oh, Lord.
And by the way, without Bill.
Yeah, he's busy making money.
Who is reading that? Well, besides me. Who is reading that interview? Who cares what she has to say? I know she's got a stupid book, but, you know, he had this thing called Microsoft. And for some reason, she accompanies him on every interview he does and asks, and she answers every other question. So why isn't Bill on her stupid book tour? Well, probably because Bill doesn't want to be.
I bet you anything she has some kind of tracking on him as to where he is at any moment.
Well, since he was at that Miami bar dancing with the Go-Go
definitely.
Girls. Hell yeah, you know.
But I think even before, I mean, because she always popped up wherever he was.
Oh, and her
he's too much of a pussy to put her in her place. Oh, I don't know why you have to put her in her place, but probably think, too much
I
of
think,
a pussy.
I think he needs to put her in her place. I do.
Yeah, but he doesn't want the wrath of that.
I know. Believe me, I'm totally sympathetic. I'm not saying I could do it.
Hey, that reminds me of that story.
You know what? He needs to ghost her. There's no other way. He has to ghost her.
Yeah, Bill Gates is going to ghost somebody.
He has the money to ghost her.
She knows where he is.
He has the money to ghost her.
He's going to have to hire a lookalike. He's going to have to have a lookalike from...
He might have to do
did
that.
Did you ever see the Nathan For You episode with the Bill Gates lookalike guy?
No.
Yes.
Sounds funny.
Hilarious.
Do you remember the hour-long episode he did to find his long-lost love?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the best hours of TV.
Yeah, that really was. So
that was a real funny. That was a real sleeper show. That was really funny.
She lived in Michigan, didn't she?
Oh, boy. I thought it was
turning on the air conditioning. Excuse me. It is hot down here, isn't it? It's not just me, or is it?
A little bit.
Why don't you open the door?
Oh, Sue said yes, so, yeah.
No, I think it's hot.
I'm sweating through my clothes. It's this damn climate.
I don't know. Is Nathan For You even coming back?
I don't think so.
Is he able to do that anymore?
He's been involved in a couple of other TV shows, though.
I know he did some of the Sacha Baron Cohen, who is America.
Yeah. So he's not out of the business by any means. He's just taken a different direction, I guess.
God, he's so good, though. Brandon, will you see if you can find a clip of the Bill Gates lookalike? Preferably for... So what Nathan For You does is he helps people with business.
Right.
But it's... Yeah. You know, really, like he started the Not Starbucks coffee shop.
Right.
That got a lot of national press, people not knowing it's for a TV show.
Yeah, that was before his TV show actually went network.
And then there was a viral video. Remember the pig that saved
an
animal
right.
in the water and everyone loved it? He made that viral video. It was all fake.
Danger.
It's really good.
But so he got this Bill Gates impersonator because he decided to open up a gift shop movie place down the street from Hollywood.
Right.
But then he turned out they get really deep, but it turned out he had to make a movie to justify it.
Yeah.
And that's the movie they did with the Bill. I just want Drew to see the Bill Gates impersonation.
This was the one, too, where they had a giant drone shot.
Probably.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Probably. But it's a souvenir shop that he's trying to make a Hollywood site so people show up. And it worked. That's what's funny. People showed up because they thought they were filming a movie there.
While you're looking...
That's the Johnny Depp impersonator. That was pretty good, too. He looks like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
While they're looking, Brandon, do you have the number for Emily's Pizza?
Yeah.
Bezos and Lauren Sanchez made a public appearance, which you know is no accident.
Oh. Here's Bill Gates. Yes.
Which one? That guy?
Yeah, that's Bill Gates lookalike.
He might be too good looking.
He makes a career as a Bill Gates.
It was $89
for real in real life.
Too much. The month before it was.
It's all jacked. Actually, yep. Fucking thing's broke.
What?
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Fucking
it doesn't,
thing sucks.
Doesn't match the audio.
You don't think that looks like Bill Gates, Drew?
A little bit, yeah. Now, his hair's the wrong color, though, isn't it?
Not at all.
He's got red hair.
He looks nothing like Bill Gates.
No, not at all.
Yet he works as a Bill Gates impersonator.
Bill Gates doesn't have an abnormally pink wiener.
No, I know.
No, he does not look like Bill Gates.
Like
he's the right size. He looks meek enough. I mean, Melinda would dominate that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's all he needs to do.
She'd dominate him, not in the same way she dominates Bill Gates. By the way, the most annoying thing I've read about Melinda Gates lately, and it's close because there are a lot of them, the writer of the story, this guy's interviewing her, there's at least two interviews with just her, probably tons more because of The Moment of Lift, her book about equality and keeping track of how much unpaid labor you do versus your husband who does none and leaves the kitchen when you're still cleaning up.
God forbid.
Anyway, they suggested that Melinda joined Microsoft in 1987 as it was taking off. And I'm like, wait, as it was taking off? The suggestion was, and it was based on their conversation, that Microsoft was kind of just muddling along until Melinda joined the fray.
Oh, she was the catalyst.
Yeah, she was the catalyst.
Nice.
And, you know, there are no women in tech, so her thing is, there have to be women in tech, because I say so. And tech is so important, and I led the way. I was on the French Women of NBA. And so, yeah, no, honestly, it was just, I was getting so angry reading this. I'm like, how does this woman infuriate me like this? Am I the only person that is being driven nuts by Melinda Gates?
No.
Are there other shows going, oh my God, did you see the latest from Melinda Gates?
No.
No?
No. But you're not the only person being driven insane by it.
But why am I the only one talking about this? This is something, and we need a national discussion about Melinda Gates.
We do.
Where is it? Why are people talking about this? Why am I the only one? Why am I the only advocate for Bill Gates to have an easy life? Because he deserves it. He worked hard.
It's Mitch Albom syndrome. Nobody wants to talk about bad things.
Oh, that's true.
But this is worse than almost anything going on in the world.
It is. Close to it.
It's close. It's very, at least very in close. This, it's at least second level.
Now,
it's
on
not
the
Rushmore, but it's like mini Rushmore.
On the flip side, you have Mackenzie Bezos, or I don't know if she's going to get rid of that name. But
I would. Bezos?
Well, I like Mackenzie Bezos. She's been quietly taking her $40 billion and going about her business.
She did you see what she gave up, though?
What?
Let's see if I can find
her stock?
She gave up a lot. I mean, she could have gotten a lot more.
Well, she
out
got
of
$40 billion. Wow. I mean, really, do we have to feel sorry for her?
No.
I don't feel sorry for her.
Maybe
but,
she was just glad he was gone.
Very possible.
She only got a quarter.
She was married to Bezos. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He filled her up all the time.
I can't forget this.
God.
The Melinda Gates thing about Microsoft. So I'm reading this, and I'm just livid. And for the third time, I'm reading about Microsoft to verify what she said or to discount what she said because I'm so angry about her comments.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I'm probably the only person looking up this information. I bet thousands, sadly, probably hundreds of thousands have read this interview, and no one has gone to read to find out if this is verifiable. It said, and so I look up Microsoft. I'm reading. Microsoft started in 1975.
Yeah.
She joined in 1987.
What? Wow.
Blip there. It's important. They had an IPO in 1986 that made him a billionaire.
Yeah.
He was a billionaire. It was more than taking off. It was on the moon,
it's
for Christ's sake.
Computer.
And they had 12,000 of the employees were millionaires because of this IPO. In 1986, it was not just taking off. How can a writer allow that? At least have a footnote that says, okay, Microsoft was not just taken off. They had an IPO. What she said is total bullshit. She had nothing to do with Microsoft's success. Zero.
Yeah, but look at the increase after they met. The problem is you can't prove the other way. If they never met, maybe it would be worth way more. Maybe she held him down.
I think she did. She's got him hanging around in the kitchen till she's done when he could be doing bigger things with Microsoft.
Maybe they could have beaten Netscape. They didn't have to steal all their tech.
Why isn't every show talking about this today? Something's got to be done about this. Damn it.
We're late to the internet game because of her. That's what I heard.
Probably.
Well, he's driving the kids to school, too, or the kid.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what 40 minutes? What a waste of one of our most valuable human resources, Bill Gates. We don't want him doing that. He spent a little time with the kids, but not that much. We need him.
He had smaller tech companies to bury and steal their people and their
Intel.
Yeah. Mackenzie Bezos, by the way, she tweeted that she's happy to be giving Jeff all her interest. In the Washington Post, which has got to be at least $30, and and Blue Origin, which is his, you know, boner aerospace company,
whatever.
And she gave up 75% of the stock.
Wow,
so that's not bad.
Wait, she tweeted this?
Yeah, and she gave up voting control of her shares.
This because this is so generous of her. She wanted us to all know that, you know, look what I'm doing for Bezos. Yeah.
He retweeted it.
He did?
How dumb is this? Why is this being tweeted? What? And let me guess. There's a million likes and there's a million retweets.
Oh, I don't even know. I'm just reading it off an article.
Can you read some comments? I'm just curious.
Okay, I got to go find
it. Oh, that's really nice of her. I'm talking about they're having this conscious uncoupling. It's so sweet.
Meanwhile, Bees is back to banging Lauren Sanchez.
Can you read some? I'm dying to hear some comments. I just want to know what the average jackass on Twitter says about this.
All right, I got to find it first. I'm going to comment on it just right. Not my circus, not my clowns.
Go ahead.
All right. Wow, 29,000 likes.
Wow.
4,300 retweets.
29,000 people wasted 5 seconds liking this. How?
You're better without him. You deserve a man who truly appreciates you, supports you, and posts good memes about Beto being a fury and such. DM me. Some guy trying to nail her. Jesus.
DM me. That's got
to
be a joke.
To which Pete replied, "That's just creepy," to that person.
So he's trying to be
the next comment.
The valiant.
Could you help us in the UK over Brexit? We can't resolve our
Shut up!
From the EU.
Shut up! That's Mackenzie Bezos. Good God.
Much respect to you both for handling these circumstances with such class and tact, particularly given the public spotlight
he's
on it.
Banging this other chick for a year.
Wishing you the
best. Her brother's selling nude pictures of his junk. So classy.
Oh, so then someone responds to that. Much respect to the man who cheated on his wife, who supported him all these years, and who pays no taxes and slave wages to sweatshop employees in awful conditions? Some of us have a different definition of respect than you do. To which that guy replied. That guy's previous name was Mark. Okay. He writes, "Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you." He's doing right out of the Chelsea Clinton school of Twitter. "Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you. I've spent the past 10 years writing and speaking on healthy relationships and have articles and videos viewed millions of times about why I think good men never cheat. My comment was about the divorce and how it's being handled. That's all."
Why is this so much fun hearing this stupidity going on?
And then the one tweet after that is unavailable, which I just assume is the other first guy going, "Fuck you."
Okay, let's call Emily's Pizza. They were the host to Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez as they were enjoying some pizza together. Their first public meeting.
Step out.
Quite a while.
Legit.
Stepping out. Uh-huh. Trying to land that 747, as her brother pointed out. Gotta bring this thing home.
Pig snop.
This guy writes,
pizza.
I got the puppy in my divorce, but that's all I wanted. Kylo says hi. Best of luck. I'm looking forward to see what you do. And he posts the cutest picture of a dog.
Aww.
To which someone responded with a picture of their dog. And that was just a string of dog pictures. That's awesome. The internet can be good.
It can be wonderful. That's so sweet. I feel so much better about
that. I'm going to treat my reply to Mackenzie Bezos right now.
Thank you for calling Emily West Village. Please select from one of the following options. For hours of operation, press 1.
For Bezos.
For information about reservations and private dining options, press 2. For information about delivery options, press 3. To place an order for pickup, press 4. For all other calls, please press 5.
Okay, 5 it is.
Pizza sounds good.
This sounds like some really upper scale pizza place.
You want to see their website?
Private dining.
Do you want to see their website?
What's it look like?
It's very.
It sounds delicious.
Emily West Village, Jeannie speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just calling. Just want to verify something for our coverage. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, I understand, had a nice meal there. Was this the same Emily's?
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to speak to Sam Ulrich. She's our director of marketing.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Why?
Was he there? Oh.
What?
Hello?
Is she connecting us?
Pepperoni in New York.
I don't know. It hasn't disconnected yet.
Yeah, she doesn't.
A break.
I know. Like the president ate there. I mean,
good luck trying to get pepperoni in this town without a pube in it.
I mean, not that we have.
Hey!
Not that we have any business calling, but I mean, for them to act so uptight about, like, oh my God, someone's calling to find out if Bezos and Lauren.
Who wants pizza?
They have to bring the director of marketing.
They have to be protected.
What is the fear that Bezos is going to hear and go, I'm going to buy Emily's pizza and take it down? Is that what the fear
yes,
is?
Yes, probably.
Which, yeah, okay, in that case.
Which is legitimate.
I can see him
it's
doing
totally
it.
Totally legitimate. Actually, my feelings have changed 180 degrees.
Jeff Bezos just buys every restaurant he goes to and then shuts it down.
Part of it is a little disturbing. Like he was going to buy the Inquirer because the story was coming out. I thought that was so cool. Like, who would even think of doing that?
You, sir, have a pizza face and you suck your mom's dick.
There's Bezos. I don't know.
Wow.
What he's doing.
Okay.
Call the other one. Maybe the other Emily's pizza. Maybe we had the wrong one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's two. So you just never
see if
know.
This one tells us it's the wrong one, or if they want us to call the director of marketing.
I eat pizza every day of the year.
It does sound good right now.
I have a feeling it's going to go back to that recording. But
really?
Well, just push five. We should warn him that Bezos is getting ready to buy the place.
Thank you for calling Emily Restaurant in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. Please select one of the following.
I don't like
options.
Her voice, by the way.
Emily's?
Yeah, that. Did she sound? I don't know. Oh, is this Ace?
Yeah.
Yeah. Free life! He did this while he was destroying his life with drugs and alcohol. Yes, hi. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike program, and we're just trying to verify that Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez dined at your restaurant successfully.
Oh, I'm really not sure.
I'm at Deadline. It's the Drew and Mike show, and we're trying to verify that Mr. Bezos and Lauren Sanchez had a wonderful meal at Emily's. Can you verify that?
No, I cannot.
You can't?
Oh, so I don't.
Was it a crummy? Was there a problem with the service?
I'm not entirely. I'm sorry. Who's calling? Who is this?
It's the Drew and Mike show.
Okay, I have no comment. I don't really even know what you're talking about. Thank
Jeff,
you so
Jeff
much.
Jeff Bezos, you know, Amazon.
There's a report floating out there that he's going to buy the
place.
He's going
to buy you now for that, just for saying that he's going to buy it. Sorry.
Not sorry.
You're going to lose your job.
Okay, it must have been the other one.
Why are they so uppity?
Sorry, not sorry.
Because they can tell we don't have the kind of money to eat there.
Or buy the place.
How many times did she ask me who it was?
I know.
Pretty upset about it.
I like that we're on Deadline.
The Drew Mike show is all over us.
As if anybody cares.
Press credentials for the John Gosselin thing.
Did anybody go to that?
Cover it. Well, we talked about covering it when we called, but
I see there was somebody who was going to road trip it.
That guy? See how it went?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, this is the third year they've done it.
Wait, we had a correspondent on the way to there, though.
What?
Right?
We did?
Yes.
Jim Bentley?
Yeah.
Jim Gently?
Lord.
Jim Gently.
You know, he was really questioning whether Mesa could have a successful because Cinco de Mayo because of Gosselin DJing in Pennsylvania on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, is that a video of it, Brandon?
Oh, really? 90s party.
Oh, this is an ad.
90s party.
I'm all dressed up, ready to go out, and you will never guess what we are going to do tonight.
You're going to go see John Gosselin.
Yeah.
Party nice with party. DJ John Gosselin.
What is this song? No one knows this. What is this?
Who made this? So Gosselin made this video?
No, I think some fan did. I'm going to skip
a fan? A fan of what?
No, I think she's a YouTube influencer.
Oh, look at all the empty. Oh, okay.
Wow. Oh, here's voice.
There he is.
Oh, boy. The sound system sounds excellent.
Be sure to catch me.
I'm getting some new DJ shots. Posters.
Oh, that's what's happening there?
Does he appear to be doing anything?
Nobody is dancing or even bobbing their head.
I think he was queuing up a song. He has a strobe light, though. That's pretty cool.
And I own a Mac.
Look at him. He's kind of dressed up. He thinks he's hot right now, doesn't he?
He does.
I think he thinks DJs get chicks, which they can. It's really strange.
Well, this is just garbage.
Mark, what are there, like 50 people in front of the booth?
It sounds... Could he have a track like the Kiss album, Kiss Alive? It makes it sound like there are more people there.
Should we call the Chili's to find out how the event went?
Yeah, why not?
Hopefully we get the same manager. He loved us.
I know. We've been covering it, so Trudy had a great comment about him. He was easily triggered, I think you said.
He was mad about everything. He was
very triggered.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be having a rush right now or anything, so.
for calling Chili's Wine and Missing. This is Danielle speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Danielle. I'm covering your Cinco de Mayo event. I'm wondering if you could tell me how many people showed up for the John Gosselin performance?
Sure. Let me grab a manager for
Thank
you.
You. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Please don't be that other guy. I do not want it to be that
I'm
other
I'm sure
guy.
They had somebody with a clicker who was keeping track.
I'm going to find out how much he was comped.
No, don't go down that road.
Well, not if it's that guy. Not if it's Mr. Protect the Writer guy.
Oh my God, was he pissed.
Oh, is that him?
Oh, no, Trudy, I've been looking. Ever since. Ever
oh, you've been looking at convicts.
Brandon's been very busy.
Ever since Drew brought up that mugshot website, yeah. I've been just searching for every person I've ever known that's had a mugshot.
Brandon, imagine if there was a 911reference.com. How pumped would you be?
I would listen. And, you know, there'd probably be a lot of good audio.
Wait, we never listen to Nathan's 911 call.
We forgot.
Oh, my God. We got work to do.
We can
do.
Circle back.
It's so incredible. He thinks the 911 operator knows everything about Teen Mom. So, well, I talked to my producer and I talked to her producer, and it's like, you're calling 911. Oh my God. I guess Nathan's an influencer too. By the way, he's never on the show.
Never heard of him.
Why does he get a paycheck? I want that show stopped. I want it stopped. I really do. Those are the worst pile of influencers in the history of influencers.
So that show and Melinda Gates. And
well, at least Bill Gates did something.
Yes, true.
She has no business being an influencer, but she did legally marry him.
Did she just throw us on hold?
She's getting the manager. And you know what? The manager's going, aren't those guys that call me asking about the writer?
Hey, I'm the manager. Let me check the caller ID. That's how you do it.
Why don't they have any hold messages?
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Mark. He's being a big hero right now. Enough of these heroes.
Wow.
Did you know this is the theme for John and Kate Plus 8?
I did not.
Neither did I.
Is Kate Plus 8 still on?
Is that a show?
It was, yeah. She did the show without him for a while.
Come on. Was he like, hey, I'm the show?
I don't think it lasted.
I'm thewing you because I, John Gosselin, am the show.
I feel
go
like,
to therapy and figure it out.
I feel like it didn't do very well.
No.
You know, John was so pumped. He was watching the ratings every week.
I really think if we get a divorce, the ratings will go through the roof.
It was like weird.
Why are these stupid people so amusing?
Those are stupid people.
I just broke the internet.
So, John, there's been a lot in the press here lately. Can you clear the air and fill us in on what's
air.
Going on between you and Kate?
First off, let me set the setting. I'm in her basement on a love seat, but there's nobody sitting next to me. My feet are casually up.
God, he looks dumb.
Oh, is this it?
Kate and I have decided to separate.
Yes, we...
And now Kate is in an empty spot, but I am gone.
Have decided that we will separate.
I try to contemplate it and think about it, and would it be better for us? It's just not good for our kids, for us to be arguing in front of our kids.
But it's great for ratings.
And it just... We can't be cordial with one another, then...
Look how cool his hair looked back then, Trudy.
I'm not very fond of the idea, personally. But I know it's...
Wait, I thought it was her decision. Is it John's?
Oh, John went to therapy and figured it out.
Necessary. Because my goal is peace for the kids.
Fake!
And there's no other man who would dare spend all their time with me.
If peace needs to be brought
about by this, then... Some of the security guys she was banging at the time.
The kids will remain... living in their house. I've always called this
their house.
Oh,
right.
I will remain here as well.
Where will I go?
In their house? Nice of them to let you live there, bitch.
My portion of having
Why would you call it their house? John I'd be leaping into this answer.
This is not their house. It's our house.
They'll come here when it is his days, and we will flip-flop that way.
I'll be living in a car at the end of the driveway.
We bought this house for them, not for us.
What?
What?
The security... The room.
What are you talking
land,
about?
All for them.
They can take over the payments.
Them. That's it. That's it. That's
this is such.
What are you talking about?
Keep running this thing.
That was the end of it.
That was the end.
Yeah. You know.
Wow. I think eventually
now,
all parents will be saying
ABC's Andrew Canning.
Just living our separate
after an intense one-hour confessional
I love that. Serious news shows covered this.
No.
I'm still on hold, by the way.
Outside when I'm crying on the inside.
Kate, now
what if I want
to
hang up and call back, Brandon? This is bullshit.
Tell me we're on hold with a food.
Well, I need to hear the rest of the story. This is almost breaking news.
It wasn't mutual. It was a breaking news throwback. For the divorce. I curled up in a ball and I sobbed. I couldn't breathe. I was hyperventilating. I was scaring people who were calling to check on
me.
And
that's why we're getting a divorce.
I don't really want to be alone. I don't want to do this alone.
Kate tells people, I remember just looking at him and thinking, I wouldn't choose to marry that exact person right now, why am I here? The couple cites the marriage as irretrievably broken in the sealed divorce papers.
Heads up.
They're also reportedly unable to agree on dividing their assets.
Oh, that's it's a background for
Thank you for calling Chili's when I'm missing. This is Danielle speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I called a minute ago and some young lady answered she was going to get a manager, and I was sitting on hold for, I think it was about 45 minutes or something. It's crazy. It's like a full Jackson. Is the manager, was he going to pick up? We're just trying to get a number on how many people showed up for the John Gosselin appearance.
Yeah, let me try and find her for you. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, yeah, it's really, I'm just getting over it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Sounds like a throwaway. Yeah, whatever you say.
He's going to get the chick manager, though. She's in today.
Oof. Well, it could be Brandy. That was his boss,
yeah,
remember?
That's right.
She's
yeah.
got the authority to talk about it.
Yeah.
Which he was severely lacking.
Yeah, no, I guess. Is he a little slow?
I don't know. I just don't think he had any understanding.
He just
I think
gets enraged.
His brain was going, how could this matter?
I hear loud sounds.
How could anyone have any
arrived,
questions
the
about this?
The houses were coming. All these big trucks arrived.
Get me houses!
It was a nice day, which was perfect. The kids were outside. And they are ridiculously adorable. Fun little houses.
My girlfriend's coming over soon.
But the cool thing about Crooked Houses is the kids get the design.
Plug for this.
Somebody say hi. Brandy? Yellow. Color yellow.
Brandy.
Okay, sorry. I thought I heard somebody.
Put them down in the woods behind
the
barn.
John working on a tractor.
I had to put them in an area that would be safe. But I had to clear the land, level the land down there.
No, you did not.
It was a pretty good place to put them.
I just didn't want to rock the boat.
How much effort do you think in, gee, where should I put these tiny houses? He didn't fucking think at all.
But yet, I wanted to do the right thing for my kids, so I was...
Oh, you're such a great parent.
I got to admit, I'm kind of jealous of the tractor John is moving earth with.
So the more I kept thinking, I can close my mouth and they'll never see their crooked houses, or I can speak for my children and say...
Speak for my children.
What needs to happen.
Hey, where's the part about you guys getting divorced?
Where we were going, but we've been dealing with this for a long time. A slow progression that has not popped up one day. It's not been like...
She's stuck to Phil disease.
It just got worse and worse and worse. With all the tabloids and all that, it just made it even
hard
worse.
To believe your marriage isn't working out.
Now.
Banging
we
Kate Major didn't help.
And that's what we're
going
to do.
I think he really thinks he's hot
and
shit and he wants
I know,
to go back.
He does.
Going forward. And I know that we'll all come out
when he found out he could get
side,
ass, he just lost it.
Yeah, but then Kate...
Has any relationship ever worked with you?
Then Kate Major ended it.
And I have changed. But
I'm way hotter now.
Thank you for holding. This is the manager on duty. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. The manager, this is this Brandy?
No, this is Janelle. Brandy's not in today.
Janelle, okay. Yeah, I've spoken with Brandy before about the John Gosselin event you guys had on Cinco de Mayo, and I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show. We're trying to find out what the attendance was for the event, how many people came for the John Gosselin.
Well, being a Sunday and you know, everybody going to work on Monday, our party wasn't as large as normal. But we had a pretty decent turnout that came out just to see the DJ. He did a great job.
Really?
Yeah, I know. He's really good.
Yeah, and all of our guests really enjoyed the entertainment and had a good time dancing along.
So there were a lot of his fans there?
Yeah, he did have some fans here. He also had some family members here as well.
Oh, wow.
Now, the one, we have a source that said he was comped some food. Do you know how much food he was comped?
I do, but I'm not allowed to give out that information.
Oh,
Oh, that's a tight rider over there.
Is it like $50 worth?
I'm not allowed to give out that information.
Okay, what did he order?
Well, it was mostly his family food.
I see.
Okay.
All eight.
Okay, the source was correct.
No, were the children there?
Two of them were here, yes.
Two of them were here.
Thank God.
Not Kate.
No.
Okay. Could we put it, could we round it off and say 150 people showed up?
I would say probably closer to 75 to 100.
Okay, great.
That's still pretty good.
Quite a turnout. Okay, thank you so much. And again, it was on a Sunday, so you think that might have affected the attendance?
Yeah, it affected most of our stores for our Cinco parties.
And you were happy with his mix and his playlist.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
Cool.
He does 90s gigs, by the way, if you want to bring him back, and he just plays 90s music.
Okay.
And people go crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah, I we're a corporate restaurant, so we can only have entertainment when they allow it.
Kind of flattened you with that one. Thanks, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Bye, Janelle.
Right, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
See ya.
Well, she was great.
Okay.
She was excellent.
She really had to process that idea of him making another appearance playing 90s music.
God, so no, we don't ever want him back.
He was flattened.
I feel like his thought process, I have the kids this weekend. Oh, my gosh, I have to feed them. Let's see if I can book a gig at Chili's for free.
Oh, man. Does he have a girlfriend now? Is there any way of finding that out?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
I bet you he has a hot girlfriend.
Really?
I think he does. I do.
I have a lot of baggage.
I've got a lot of baggage.
He's somebody. Brandon, will you check his Twitter?
That's what I was just going to. I don't know if he hears you.
I bet he has some followers.
Wait, that's her?
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of paunchy in the middle. Look at him.
Wow. She's way too hot for him.
She's pretty. No, what is she doing with him?
She likes the way I mix.
Why is she with him? He has 8 kids, too.
Here's his pinned tweet, just in case you're wondering.
Hey, John Gosselin here. How you guys doing? Formerly of John and K plus 8, father of 8. Just want to touch base with you and let you know that I'm using Cameo and that you can reach out to me anytime you want. Requests for birthdays or shout-outs or anything like that.
Brandon,
really looking
go to Cameo
forward to getting in touch with my...
I just want to know how much.
No, CBS followers first. I'm sorry. We
got
to do things.
Oh, he's got 3,200 Twitter followers. 3,213. Now he has 3,214.
I'm going to follow him, too.
He's going to wonder why these two dopes are following him all of a sudden. Here's his Twitter bio. Father of 8. Brother. Son. DJ. Wow. He's got his priorities.
How you doing, Rashad? This is John Gosselin. This is sent in by Jessica. I guess your best friend you met at Penn State. I guess apparently you like shopping and sushi and gummy bears. I love all those things.
Yeah.
Penn State's not really that far from me. My mom still so up what? There. I used to go up there all the time. Got a little bit of trouble.
It was like
in 2009.
Weird.
But anyway, we all go through some hard times. You know, you got to keep your head up.
Hey, you should do motivational speaking.
You're moving to Japan or traveling there.
How
pretty dope.
Stupid is this?
I've never been there.
Really?
I heard it's pretty cool. There's some cool spots out there.
Oh, in Japan?
Don't worry. A lot of people speak English.
Cool
no
spots
problem.
There.
But you're probably brushing up on your Japanese, so
Konnichiwa.
Just English is probably better. But anyway, you have a good friend in Jessica. Be real. Stay warm. Don't get caught in the snow. Take care.
How much would you pay for John Gosselin to give you a shout-out?
$25.
I would ask him to pay me. I would. I don't want anything from John Gosselin. Does he charge?
How much?
If he charges a cent over $20, I'm going to be livid.
50 bones.
Whoa.
What? Let me see your credit card. I want to buy one.
Is he getting cameos?
Yeah. He's got
to be jokes, right? They have to be jokes.
He's got a bunch.
Oh, my God.
Instagram followers? Anybody want to guess how many Instagram followers?
I'm going to guess 5,000.
I'm going to guess 11,000.
24.
94,000.
What?
What? What are they looking at?
He's an influencer. John Gosselin is an influencer.
This one is me and my girlfriend. Great day. Heart emoji.
Do people comment?
Hope you're finding happiness. So glad Colin is with you. Colin's the troublesome of the 8.
There's only one?
I will give him credit. He's trying to help that kid where Kate was just like, get out of my house. Get out of your house. To Colin. Here's another comment.
Stupid.
Are the kids with you? If the kids were with them, honey, they'd be in the picture. Enjoy the game, but I've got to say, let's go Mets.
Is that person having trouble filling their life with things to do? They have to be. I mean, honestly, she's on John Gosselin's Instagram page commenting. Are there any other comments?
Hey, Aaron, happy birthday. This is John Gosselin here. Your friend sent this in. Apparently, you're a huge fan. Thank you very much.
Fan of what?
I just want to say, stay in school, stick it out.
How could he?
You're
going to
be a teacher.
A
it's
going
to be great. You're going to help the youth of the world, and people like my kids.
Huh?
And you can do this.
It's no problem. My nephew.
Why are you breathing so hard?
My niece is a teacher. My brother's a teacher. My dad was a teacher too, and a dentist.
He's just walking. That's making him
think. We need common on
study
everything.
Hard. And again, happy birthday.
I gotta say,
we're moving a ship towards Iran. Can we get some comment from John Gosselin? Iran is a country. Do they speak English? I don't speak English over there. I hear there's some nice spots to visit. If doing something bad, I'm glad we're moving an aircraft carrier over there. I think that's a good thing to do.
Somebody, I think that's where the Straits of Hormuz are. He's got a picture of his legs while he's working out.
Oh, come on.
His girlfriend, his girlfriend's not too bad looking.
No, she's cute. Yeah, it's
bad at all.
Good for
it's
him.
It's just not right. Someone needs to do something about this. Are there comments?
On which one? I mean, most of them.
One.
Most of them, he's posting pictures of his DJ gigs.
Oh, Jesus. Comments? Comments?
Well, please. Here, I'm back in the workout one. Go, John! too early in the morning. The only thing I can deal with at that hour is coffee. Ha ha.
Oh, that's so funny. What is going on in this world?
Velcro shoes?
It's on a Peloton. So he wants everyone to know that he's got have enough money to buy a Peloton.
Nice.
Oh, he's working out at home?
Yeah. You know a Peloton. Ooh. Yeah, she's probably, you gotta say, I'm happy for John Goslin. She's not too bad. Right?
I don't know.
Come on, Trudy, that chick, do you think
I can't
surprise John Goslin?
I'm trying to imagine what goes through her head when she's refracting with John Goslin. I can't believe that's good.
She probably thinks I'm tired of that Kate bitch. Happy
kids,
New Year, 2019. Here we come. It's a picture of him and are those the two older kids? I don't know.
Yeah. Must be.
Right. Oh my gosh, look at this long one. Jeez. I don't know the whole story, but I hear Colin's got trouble being around such a big family due to the disorder he has. Hannah's always the one who seemed to be helping him on the show when they were little. So it makes sense that they'd be with their dad. I have autism. Never mind. I won't make fun of your comment anymore.
Oh. Jeez.
Oh, there he is with the TMZ celebrity tour bus. All right, I gotta stop looking at this. I could be on John Gosselin's Instagram all day.
My night is already gone.
I'm gonna start commenting. Make fun of those losers. I'm making fun of myself.
Did you guys? Let's play the 911 call from Nathan, the baby daddy of Janelle Evans of Teen Mom, whose husband David Eason just shot the dog, who made a red mark on the 2-year-old's face when it tried to kiss the dog on the lips. I thought it was very restrained.
Hello, this is Nathan Griffin. I just heard reports on the son, I'm the father of Kaiser Griffin. I guess there was a dispute with my ex-fiance.
Yeah, we all know who Kaiser
and her
is.
Husband and shot a dog, and there have been multiple 911 calls and abuse, and I'm just trying to figure out where my son's at and, you know, what I can do in this situation right now.
Oh,
and
so 911's going to find him.
I'm
it's
just so
a waste of resources.
Right.
Are you needing an officer to give you a call?
About the situation or anything. I just want to make sure my son is safe. And like I said, I haven't had contact with the mother for almost a...
Wouldn't you hope at this point she would just go, yeah, he's totally fine. Thanks for calling 911.
On the phone.
We saved everyone a lot of time.
I mean, really, what does he
listen
want
to when
do?
He gets into, my producer talked to her producer.
Are you
shitting me? What's coming?
My mom had a file intervener. That she was granted, and I just tried to text her. Obviously, she changed her phone number. Like, I see my son every other weekend, but I have no communication with mom, and I just want to make sure my son is safe right now.
Are you wanting them to do, like, a welfare check?
Yes, or something. I don't care, something. Like,
he doesn't know where the kid
this is.
It's
very traumatic. Like, I had a bad childhood growing up.
Oh,
like
what?
What is the address that you're from?
What's that?
What's the address that he lives at?
Bro, I have to look it up real quick.
Oh, God, what an anchor.
Okay. Wasting so much 911 time.
Like, I talked to my producers. I talked to my work. She works for the same company.
My producers.
They said she already went to a friend's house, so I don't even think my son's over there anymore.
Then why are you calling her?
Okay. Hold on for a minute.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know what the fuck you want.
What is she supposed to do?
She's supposed to figure it out for him.
Listen, I'm talking.
He said, get my motherfucking child out of the house. That's what he said. He said all the children need to leave the house.
He said all the children
need a week. I hope she just put him on hold and we'll never come back.
My producer talked to her producer. Yeah, this operator knows.
If she goes back, somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to die.
Oh, great.
Like, if you have balls enough to shoot somebody's family dog in front of somebody, do you ever do that?
Hello?
Hello?
I can take your name and number and have an officer give you a call.
My name's Nathan Griffith. My ex-fiance's name is Janelle Evans. I'm sure you guys heard that name.
No.
Don't you know who I am?
No, he really thinks everyone knows.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said this is in reference to your son.
I just want to make sure you say.
I hope she says, what kind of stupid wiener name is that?
My mental state.
When she asks him.
I'm a combat veteran.
So you don't know where he could be at or anything?
I don't know. And, you just don't shoot a family dog. You just don't do it.
Really?
Keep your opinions yourself. This is 911.
You don't have, the last address that he could possibly be at?
Well, no, I have an address that he could be at, but I don't know.
Your son?
My son could be at.
So they just try every house
I called my producer.
In the world?
I called my producer again.
Let me make things simple. MTV, where we both work at, she called my producer. I called my producer. He told me what was going on. And I guess the cops just left there, 20 minutes ago. And she went to a friend's house. I don't know if the man or the husband is still there. I don't know if my son is with the husband. I don't know if he's... But supposedly my producer said that she left to go stay at a friend's house. But still, this is something my son needs to talk to somebody, whether it's a police officer, whether it's a counselor or anything. If somebody shot a dog in front of my son, that's very traumatic.
I don't think it was in front of his son, by the way.
And you don't have any idea where... He could be in.
Yeah.
Your son.
No, I have no idea.
Okay, we'll knock on every door. Thank you.
Well, we can have an officer give you a call.
Oh, that poor
Just
officer.
Make sure that you can accept blocked or restricted calls, because that's where they're going to be calling you from.
I do.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, later. See you.
All right, thank you.
Adios. What a waste of time.
He thinks that she's going to resolve all of his issues, his various things. I'm a bad veteran.
My producer talked to her producer. Producers. You're talking to a person at 911. What are you talking about?
She needs to know where to send the police and when.
Exactly.
And what's going on there. Yeah. And that's all.
Just the facts.
The world.
Kind of a big deal.
Zero.
I'm very important.
I love the way he drops MTV. By the way, he's barely.
Do you know who I am?
He's barely on the show. He's hardly ever on the show.
I don't. Ugh.
So moronic.
Wow. Well, has Andrew checked in yet?
No, I don't think he called.
Is Jace okay?
Jace is with Barbara.
Has Kiefer called from prison yet?
There was
no more dogs for them, by the way. Have you?
No more dogs. No more kids for him.
No more kids.
No, he doesn't pay for any of his kids. Janelle paid the child support for the baby mama that he wasn't paying. She supports the family. He's off MTV and does not have a job.
Can they do a reunion show and then they just tell them all to meet at one place and then everybody leaves and it's just all them together and let them fight it out to the death?
That'd be great. Like,
all the men and Janelle.
It'd be awesome.
Or maybe a hurricane just hits.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really big on this hurricane idea of killing people.
A tornado. Sweep them all away, just vacuuming them.
Why not? I don't want anybody else to get hurt, but...
I'm so mad at MTV for creating all these idiotic influencers. Oh, my God.
Think of all the fun you've had.
Farrah, too. Well, that's true. They've created a lot of material.
Hey, about TV, you were insinuating that Norah O'Donnell was blown out.
I know. She's got a bump.
She's the head of the evening news. She's the anchor for the evening news.
How often do they change that job? Man, that's a hot seat.
Oh, that's a great job.
Galore, and before that, Scott Pelley, and before that, who was before that?
CBS. CBS is getting it handed to them everywhere. They don't win in the morning. They don't win in the evening news.
And it's far better than both.
They have great shows. Yeah. Their shows do really well, but the news department, which is so storied, is just getting murdered. Now, I was thinking this morning, Gail has kicked everyone off the show but her. She's getting a giant raise. It's all from this R. Kelly interview. I mean, what a get that was. Look at all the money she's making off that one interview. And I think, honestly, she should get Oprah to co-anchor with her.
Oh,
she'll
great.
Murder. Robin Roberts will be over.
Oh, I'm praying.
Wow, that would
be
just obliterate Good Morning America.
Me too.
That would be so awesome.
That would
awesome.
Be really cool. I like that.
I don't know why.
She would never want to get up in the morning. There's no way.
No, she wouldn't. But they could have her from bed, and people would watch.
In Hawaii, so she's up, like, just late?
Yeah.
Doesn't she live in Hawaii?
Yeah, whatever. Or she could stay up for it. I don't know. Stay up for 20 minutes of it. She'll still dominate. It's Oprah.
It'd be so good to be Oprah, wouldn't it? Lives in Hawaii, and she has more money than God.
That's stupid!
She's got houses everywhere. She could move to New York.
What about Stedman?
This is Oprah's minge.
Stedman.
Doesn't Stedman have a say in it?
I don't know.
Now, you know what? Why doesn't Bill Gates take a lesson from Oprah? Oprah's just put Stedman in his place.
Yeah.
You don't see Stedman doing interviews with her.
Somehow.
Or whatever a lesbian beard is. A Merkin?
He's a Merkin.
I think Stedman gets something out of this. Probably a lot. Whoever knew who Stedman was? He's a motivational speaker now.
But my point is she really, Stedman knows his role.
But can you imagine getting lectured by Stedman? You work at a company and they go, yeah, we've got a motivational speaker. It's Stedman Graham.
Would you rather have that or Jonah Stillman?
That's really close. I'm not
Twitter
sure.
Poll?
Who would you rather get motivational speech
your
from?
Your company is hiring a speaker.
Please welcome Jonah Stillman!
Yeah, who would you
anybody
rather
else
hire? Jonah Stillman, Generation Z expert, or Stedman Graham, quote-unquote boyfriend of Oprah Winfrey?
All right.
And speaking of Gen Z, I do want to mention the millennial survey that came out the other day. Oh, are you upset about it, Brandon?
Kind of.
It's really amazing. And I thought of this when Kate and John said, the house is their house. It's not our house. We bought it for them.
Uh-huh.
Because this kind of mindset is very strange to me. I never grew up thinking it was my house.
Oh, God, no.
Did you feel that way, Trudy?
Oh, hell no. No.
When millennials grow up, will they say, children, this is your house. It's not our house. Well, millennials don't. They can't buy a house because they don't have any money. So it doesn't matter. It's really pointless. I don't want to sound like I don't have any sympathy for millennials. I do because I understand the college debt thing, and it's not everyone. It's a lot of millennials. I don't like the way millennials are grouped. Like it's every person is exactly the same.
Pretty much, though. Yeah, I mean,
whitewash.
Not all the same.
A lot of similarities. I mean, I can't tell them apart.
There are some. But this story is, I hate even reading because we've read it. There's been a million different forms of the same poll, but it's just that many parents of millennials ages 25 to 34 are financially supporting their adult kids, paying some or all of their monthly expenses, including groceries, cell phone, even costs related to owning a car. These parents are also paying for bigger ticket items such as making rent and mortgage payments and paying down student loans. Roughly a quarter of millennials say they receive financial support from their parents in these areas, with 13% say their parents pay all of their rent or mortgage.
Yikes, you're strict.
All of their rent or mortgage? What do they pay for? Their phone? 10% of millennials say their parents are shouldering the cost of their student loans. If they're showing the cost of their student loans, why did they pay for their college?
Probably asking themselves that now.
Yeah, probably. Well, anyway, the point being, it's a new world in terms of being a parent. And the story was taken as, oh, my God, these poor millennials. And I was going, what about their parents? I mean, your kid's 40 and you're paying all their bills? I mean, that's 35? You're trying to retire. And the thing that was disconcerting the most in the story is they said that a lot of these parents are risking retirement money to pay their kids' student loans, rent, mortgage, down payment, whatever.
They're investing in them because they're hoping that they'll take care of them when they get older.
But according to millennials, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
I mean, millennials, they're pretty doom and gloomy.
When did they declare that? That wasn't going to happen? They weren't going to take care of.
Well, don't you?
No, they're not going to have the money.
Oh, talk to Joey. Don't millennials seem very doom and gloomy about?
They're all the same. They're all very.
I can't make it. It's bullshit. Nobody in history's ever had it worse.
I know. And us Gen Xers are just going, yeah, we know. We told you so.
Okay, that's
shut up.
That
you always try to glorify your Gen Xers.
No, I don't.
You are the parents that have forced helmets on kids.
What are you talking about?
That's
Gen
true.
Xers?
Great point, Brandon.
No, that's baby boomers.
I love this argument.
That's baby boomers.
No, it's not.
Talking about the generation right next to it
at Kensington Park, not wearing a helmet on a bicycle.
My parents
were
boomers.
What did I do? I refused to ride the bicycle.
Yeah, good.
No helmet for me.
Muhammad?
You're not that cool, Mark.
I don't think they're cool. No, just nobody cares about Gen Xers, and we like it that way. Because we know everything sucks.
Okay, you're trying to be noble.
Everybody's screwed. No, Gen Xers are very negative, apathetic.
Here's the part of the story that I was stunned by. They were saying that this is quite a departure from Gen X, where Gen X do not get a lot of help, did not get a lot of help from their parents.
They don't want it.
Really?
And so
shut up.
They talked to this millennial
sucks.
Expert who said, well, Gen X didn't have those loans like these millennial kids. So they come out with, well, wait a second. Gen X kids on the average owed $12,000 in college loans when they finished college. Millennials owe $19,000. There's about a 33% difference. We're talking about $7,000 on the average. That's not that much.
Yeah.
No, Mark's kind of, you're kind of gloating.
Well, no.
I think you're kind of gloating.
No, I mean, you've seen Reality Bites. It's all Gen Xers.
That was not a great portrayal of Gen X.
No, but very accurate.
That's how we roll.
We don't care.
Those were slackers. You know, again,
so that's Gen X, though, is the slacker generation.
But come on, it's ridiculous to pile everyone in a generation like they all think alike. And that's why, you know, when we watch those Gen Xers millennials on, and millennials, I find them fascinating because they do things very differently. I mean, I mean, they really are carving their own path in a way. So, I mean, it's not all bad, but a little too much whining. I also hate that people my age, you know, go, oh, these millennials, oh, my God. It's like, they're your kids.
Yeah.
You're the one who were helicoptering them or whatever. So, fuck you. How dare you say.
Noah's on the march. Millennials, who are they? What do they want? A millennial can be defined as anyone born between 1982 and 2000, or anyone who thinks loving sriracha or Austin, Texas counts as a personality. Millennials crave things like instant gratification, authentic experiences, and for some reason we haven't figured out yet, improv comedy. Here's one millennial who has a parakeet with 9 million followers on Snapchat. Here's another who single-handedly started the hashtags that canceled 12 network TV shows she found offensive. And now I'm told she identifies as a man, so I'm being fired. Hello, I'm your new announcer. And actually, he was just about done. Thank you and good day.
Yeah, but you'd get shit if you didn't do some of the things that we're... you know, accused of helicoptering our children with, you know? Totally get shit for that. So you kind of had
because
to.
Because all
shamed.
The other parents do
yes?
it. Well, we could talk about all these parents that go to their every game and every practice. Yeah. That is crazy to me. But, you know, I'm not going to tell people what to do, but when they start complaining, my kid's 35 years old and I'm paying his mortgage. Like, yeah, you're paying his mortgage. Mm. He's not making you pay his mortgage. You're paying his mortgage. And the other point that they made in this story that I was really fascinated by was these kids have no concept, and I'm talking about the ones that were older. They were talking about how, yeah, my parents pay for this, they pay for that, they pay for my cell phone. I'm still in the cell phone plan, blah, blah, blah. And they seem to have no desire whatsoever to live within any kind of a budget. It's like, yeah, I need this, I need that. You know, I live in San Francisco, it's really expensive. So my parents, well, why do you have to live in San Francisco?
Experiences.
Yeah,
but
I would love to live there.
It's all about experience.
We're a little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
The only criticism I have was the reference to, and again, I have a hard time not blaming the boomer parents for this. They were saying that a lot of people are risking retirement money
right.
to help their kids.
Oh, man.
Well, that's stupid. That's on you. But...
what do you do?
But if my parents were like living, you know, on a fixed income or something, I couldn't take their money to buy a. I mean, really? I think the kid isn't kind of a. I don't know. Seems a little self-centered to me. There was a financial columnist. I don't think it was a local paper.
Susie Ormond.
It could have been. Anyway, this guy was saying, you know, I'm 68 years old and my wife and I live this way. We have a $245,000 house, blah, blah, blah. And we live on this income. We make this. It wasn't a great situation. He said, my son is trying to buy this house for him and my grandchild and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was like a $425,000 house. And he was debating whether he could loan him $40,000 for a down payment. And the person wrote back and they were like, Your kid's moving into a house that's worth almost twice what yours is worth. What are you talking about?
What is it?
But it did, you know, and the person that wrote the column, the expert, quote unquote, was saying that, I believe it was a he, saying he got letters like that frequently. And he just wrote back and said, what, how can you not put yourself first? You're not even working anymore. This person has a career with 30 years ahead of him.
Get a smaller house.
What are you thinking about? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, aren't they skipping starter homes now?
Yeah, that's what they say. Well, that's millennials why. Aren't buying houses in their 20s because they are paying college loans.
Not all of them are. I bought a starter
home. Not all. I know that's the other thing. They would have you believe that there are no baby boomers who pay for their kids' college. I mean, every kid runs up $60,000 in debt. No, there's some baby boomers who do pretty
fucking
well. Money's
no problem for me. I've come into a little nest egg. My mother died.
So it's not everyone. Maybe that's the problem. I think millennials get... I mean, look at all the things they've killed. And by the way, half the things they've supposedly killed should have been killed long ago.
What?
What?
I can tell you one thing. The Outback Steakhouse around the corner from my house shouldn't have been killed.
What?
Good job, millennials.
That's what I hate. I hate how all these Chili's, Applebee's, they're all...
Yeah, but without millennials, would you have Uber Eats and Grubhub?
Well, do we really credit the group of millennials or the person who came up with the idea?
I
know. It's so silly, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kind of fun.
I know. It is fun.
I agree.
By the way, Jonah Stillman. I feel like millennials, generally speaking, most of the things that are complained about millennials are their parents' fault. It's not their fault. My parents would never happen. Mm. I would never get money from my parents that would their retirement. They're not that stupid.
I know, but what, God, can you imagine having a loser kid? I just, that's a horrifying thought. I mean, I'm going to have by odds, one of them's a loser, right? Well, one out of two, isn't that?
My sister frequently says, if you're one for two, you're okay.
Well, it's 500, I'll take it. I don't know which one.
One of them's working already. What are you talking about?
She doesn't bring any money into the house.
She could get sponsors. Could she get sponsors? You're an
I don't know. She, goes,
she probably could.
No consistency on her turning out podcasts.
Hmm.
Jonah Stillman's leading Stedman Graham 56-44 right now.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, who won the poll yesterday with Jeter and John Mayer better team photo?
Jeets won.
Really?
It got a lot closer though. Yeah,
I voted for John.
I think there's some uneducated voters in that.
I agree.
Well, I didn't know who was on the team.
I think the voters are right and they have spoken. And Jeter wins 58-42%.
58-42.
Did they have any overlapping team photos?
Oh, yeah, they had a couple.
Really?
Oh, my God. Wait, we have to call methane.
Oh, my God.
It's been over an hour. Holy
what an oversight.
Shit. Oh, this is horrible.
What made you think about that just all of a sudden?
Because I was looking at the clock and I'm going, it's an hour, an hour 42 in, and we haven't called methane.
No.
No.
What if he fell asleep?
Oh, no. What if his sister's back from her errand? The errand's done. Now he's not going to be allowed to fart.
She's back. Oh, that's right.
Here's some of the comments, though, on your company's hiring a motivational speaker. Who do you want him to get? Stedman Graham or Jonah Stillman? Jonah, easily. I'd laugh and be such more interested in listening to him, to his BS. I kind of agree with Greg there. I'd be more entertained by Jonah Stillman.
Yeah, there'd be more to laugh at afterwards, definitely. Yeah, there'd be a lot of making fun of him.
Lori says, I can't even pick the lesser of two evils on this one. Both would motivate me to look for a better motivational speaker.
It's one of those things.
Jonah Falcon. I'd rather have Jonah
Falcon. I might want to quit my job rather than go to that. That might be the one thing that put me over the top.
I can't believe we forgot anything.
I thought of it last at like the 40-minute mark. I was thinking, I got to remember in 20 minutes, and I forgot!
Maybe you read up on the baby. That's why you forgot, because we don't care about the royal baby.
Hello?
Mr. Methane!
Oh, hello!
Hey, it's Drew and Mark.
Hi, Drew. How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, good, thanks. Yeah, I'm just doing a bit of eBay shopping, actually.
Oh, what are you buying on eBay?
I'm not sure, really. You know, like, you go on eBay and you buy things you don't really know that you needed. Mm-hmm. You get sucked in, don't you, you know?
You know, I just want to tell you, we've been getting a lot of requests to call you. Why have you not had Mr. Methane on lately? And I thought today was a great day because there's a birth in the royal family, and we're trying to get some perspective from somebody who's over there, and I just thought it'd be a good time to squeeze this in. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but... Anyway,
yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. You probably just saved me from spending a few hundred dollars on something I didn't need, you know. I'm glad you rang, actually. It normally happens that it's 10:30 at night here in England, so it normally happens, you know, you get that you bit of weakness at this time of the evening, you know, and you just feel you need to buy something before you go to bed, so.
Well, we're sorry we're late. It was a gross oversight.
Oh, don't worry. It's okay because you know I'm just I thought if they don't ring for about 11 o'clock, I'm gonna hit the hay, you know, because I'm pretty knackered today.
Does your sister really get upset if you fart around the house?
Well, it's not really a great thing. Well, she's sat at one side of the room, you know, and I'm sat at the other one, parping away. The thing is, you see, she can't feel, you know, she can't hear the phone conversation. She's only listening to me.
Well, that's a bonus.
But you know, like, so she hears me talking. She doesn't hear the love of the group.
So she likes farts in context, is what you're saying.
Yeah. If she could hear you at the other end, you know, she might think it was, you know, she could understand what was going on. But to just hear me sort of saying random things, then silence, and then the next thing you know, I'm grunting away. And you know, I've changed into something more comfortable. You know, it's not really a good thing for your sister to see, you know what I mean? Because you know, I know she was 16 when I was born, so, you know, she's changed many a dirty nappy of mine.
She's heard enough of that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a bit more mature downstairs nowadays, and it's probably a bit more, you know what I mean? I'm not a little baby downstairs sort of thing. You know, and it's sort of like, you know, I don't need to see that, you know?
I understand how she feels. But, you know, when you started, when you became Mr. Methane, were your family members, did they think, wow, Paul has made it? He's made something of himself? People all over the world know who Paul is. Or were they kind of like, oh, boy, I wish he would quit the farting thing and go to work somewhere else?
Yeah, well, no, the thing is, I did go to work. You know what I mean? I quit the work and did the farting thing. You know, it was the other way around, really. You know, because I had... you know, I had a good a good job. You know,
are they proud of Mr. Methane?
Yeah, I think my sister is. Yes, she's proud that I've travelled all over the world and flown the flag for England. You know, and sort of there's no other way. You know, she's right. You know, she says you've done things that other people wouldn't have done. I mean, you can look at that whichever way you want to, you know.
But you've made people happy.
We spread the joy and the love, you know. She's proud. It's just that she doesn't need it in her life when she's eating profiteroles and drinking a cup of tea, you know.
I understand.
It's like if if you were eating a big cream donut and you had a cup of tea there, or maybe Trudy, you know, I'm sure Trudy wouldn't want me to sort of like, well, let's say Trudy was having she's got a big mug of tea and she's eating a cream donut, and then you just sort of flex your buttocks and rip one out.
Right.
Pointing your bottom in her direction. It's not the greatest thing to do for your guests.
I remember Trudy happily eating popcorn as you farted away in our studio, and she could not have looked more nonplussed. She was delighted.
Yeah, it was probably wasn't a good example about picking Trudy. No, you're right.
Because it's happened. And Butt Mike used to fart on me all the time.
Yeah, I know. Well, Butt Mike disappeared. Butt Mike rang from another room, didn't he? You know, he couldn't take the heat, and he got out of the kitchen, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, he and Mike Walters both had to leave the room.
And then I remember he rang up and asked how it was. He rang us up and said, how's it going in there, you know, on the phone.
That's right. Oh, my God, that was funny. Wow, I wish we had a tape of that. So before I get too far down the road, the excuse we were using to call you, and I know we don't need an excuse, was the royal baby was born today from Meghan, and I have a feeling you're going to really not care about this. And I can't even quantify how much I don't care about it, but it's something that, you know, is news. So we thought we'd just ask you your opinion, and we'll go with it.
It's news to me, you know. I didn't actually know the royal baby had been born till you told me. you know, I've just been out for it's a bank holiday here in England, and we've just been out for a drive. You know, we've done all the usual things. We went to a garden centre, as you do, and looked at plants because the summer's coming, and then we looked at boats on the canal and a few other. And then we went up into the hills, drove back through the hills, and stopped and had a. I got the stove out and we made a cup of tea, and you know. And then we drove home and stopped by the supermarket and raided. You know, they reduce all the food about 7 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? So I said, I'm starving. So you always go about 7 o'clock and they reduce the roast chicken. So, you know,
so you got to get rid of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, get rid of it. So I said, I'm starving. I said, let's just see if they've reduced the roast chicken. So, you know how it is. And then you get home and you have a cup of tea. And then obviously you've wronged and told me there's Meghan Markle. She's the Duchess of, what is she, Duchess of?
Sussex.
Yeah,
so Sussex, right, yeah. Right. She's a right. I'm glad somebody knows.
do you have any opinion of her? Because you know her life's kind of complicated. Her father, she doesn't talk to Thomas Markle. He was having a heart attack. He missed the wedding. I don't know. It seems she's a little different for a duchess.
Well, my sister's filled me in on a little bit because I think she's a bit more. I don't know if she's interested, but she's heard a little bit more than me, and there seems to be some kind of... No, actually, Barry rang me up the other day.
What?
To talk about something else. And
really?
Barry said, he says she's another Diana. I said, what are you on about? He says, Meghan Markle, she's turning into another Diana. Ooh. I said, well, I don't even know what you're on about. And apparently there's, you know... According to the papers or the gossip columns, she you know, there's another sort of Diana Windsor riff, you know, that sort of
drama
thing that went on.
Drama?
And so I don't know whether it's manufactured. You see, the trouble is you can't believe anything you read in the papers in this country. It's just, you know, the papers, most of the papers are owned by sort of tax exiles who live on, don't even live in England.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're so far, the British tabloids are so far from the truth on so many issues. If you actually go on Wikipedia and look for the Daily Mail is actually classed as, Microsoft and all these tech companies now have to flag something up if they consider it has too much fake news within its covers.
Wow!
You know,
really?
And the Daily Mail is considered fake news.
That's,
you know,
my go-to
it's
paper.
It's one of the biggest selling papers in the UK. So I think Wikipedia says, you know, you shouldn't. It's an unreliable news source. So it's hard to get to the bottom of whether these rumours are true or not. You know, and I mean, I think a lot of people, I sense that the UK is changing an awful lot. You know, I mean, it's in a bit of, I don't know if it's a similar thing in America with the Trump presidency, but in this country, we don't have a functioning government at the moment. We've got the world's oldest political party, the Conservatives, in charge. Well, they're not in charge. They've absolutely just disintegrated into rubble, you know. And there's no one really running the country apart from the fact that they are the nominated government.
Huh? Methane, how does Brexit affect you?
At the moment, it's not affecting me because we haven't had it. You know what I mean? We haven't.
Well, let's say it's a hard Brexit. How does that affect you?
Well, I like that. You know, when I heard hard Brexit, for some reason, I just thought about a porn film, you know. hard Brexit, you know, going in with no protection, you know, no Absolutely unlubricated, you know, coming in dry. And,
man, why don't you do a Brexit special, Mr. Methane's Brexit special?
I did the best of British, like when they actually started the negotiations, they fired the starting pistol for Article 50, which is the negotiations. I did Farticle 50, and I farted like a riff, a melody of different songs that had helped us, you know, balance up the payments over the years. So
I'm just going to go ahead.
Give Faces a Chance by John Lennon.
I'm just going to go ahead and ask you if you can give us a little piece of that, maybe, of Farticle 50 before we have to go. I mean, it'd be...
Oh, right. You've got to go already. I was just getting warm. I was just getting warmed up. Let me just go to the bathroom, and because I don't want to wake the neighbours, you know. I think they go to bed early. So if we go to the bathroom, okay.
Yeah, last time, I remember you were having trouble farting. You were claiming you were having trouble, and I couldn't decide if you were joking or if it was real.
We didn't give much of a heads up.
You caught me. I think you caught me after a large meal, unprepared, and quite late at night, and I was quite tired, you know.
I see.
And I'll be honest, it's it doesn't get any easier as you get older.
Really?
So I've actually, in the last few months or so, I've been doing more abdominal exercises to... I think the abs had got a little bit... because I'm 50, getting on for 53 now, you see.
Yeah.
So excuse me.
my second favourite part.
Yeah. I'll have to put you down. I'll have to put you down while I just...
Okay, sure.
Wait, ask him about Game of Thrones yet?
Oh, no, I didn't. I forgot.
I wonder if he'll know anything.
He will, I think.
His practice.
Well, that's fairly easy. Best not do it in this room. I'm going to sleep in there in a bit. He might gas me out. I just went in the wrong room and it has a comfy mattress. So just put a little light on in here. Here we go. This isn't bad in here. Just a minute. I'll just have to stop talking and catch my breath, Drew. Hang on.
I understand.
So I did something like, are you there?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
Are you there?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay, I haven't got the backing music with me now, but if you look on there, it's Farticle 50, Best of British, but I did something like, oh, we are sailing. Oh, we are sailing. Give Faces a Chance. It was like that anyway, and I didn't know. I forget the exact songs that I had in there.
You're a wonderful voice tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm quite... You see, I really should get stretched and warmed up, ready for when you phone, and I haven't done, you see.
Maybe and that's the roast part chicken of the problem.
I need to... think, you know, when you used to call me in the day because you were on breakfast.
I know.
I was pumped up and ready to go, you know. And now I'm sort of deflated and in a horizontal. Mind you, I'm invigorated by the announcement that we've got another royal mouth
to feed.
To feed. Yeah. But no, I wish them, you know, I mean, as private citizens, I think, you know, I don't wish them any harm or anything, but I just sense that people have got bigger things to worry about.
Right. I hope so.
If that makes sense. Like, I know you've got a similar thing in Michigan, you know, in Detroit, you know. We're going through an economic depression that's quite... It's removed a lot of people's earning potential or they're not as well... People aren't as well off as they used to be. So even a royal baby doesn't make them feel, you know...
I'm sorry to hear that.
How can it make
you feel better? What about, are you watching Game of Thrones over there? Because I don't know why, I just assume that you would be.
I think we're a bit out of step. Are we not? Do we not get it later?
Oh, do you? Do you watch it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have a friend who's mad on Game of Thrones, and I've watched a few episodes, and I think it's, you know... the actual production is movie quality. You know, it is sort of a movie.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, which for a TV series, you know, all that HBO stuff now is you know, it's up there with James Bond or Star Wars. But you know, the only time I really watch anything is on the plane, you know, on the long distance flight.
Are you traveling that much?
I don't even have a television.
Are you traveling that much, Mr. Methane?
I haven't. Where did it go? I went to Australia, didn't I? And it feels like it's not long ago, so it probably wasn't long ago. I did go to Australia. And, oh yeah, I went to the World Farm Chips in Finland.
What's that?
I went to every year. They do well, not every year. They're not having it this year, but it was last summer already. Utsjärvi in Finland, they have a farting championships, and they asked me over to be like a judge in a sort of motivational, you know, if you're having a boxing match and you might invite Muhammad Ali over there to inspire everybody.
Oh, okay.
I'm sort of like the Muhammad Ali of farting, I think.
Have you ever been in it? I mean, you would think you would be like the 10-year reigning champion.
Yeah.
I've been banned from it because apparently it's not fair if I take part.
What?
No, it's not.
Why?
That's kind of cool. Then he doesn't have to. He can just make an appearance and take his fee and go home.
But that's like saying LeBron James isn't allowed to play basketball anymore because he's too good.
That's you're right. Drew's got it. You know, he's. But I actually do more farting than contestants. You know, I put the full show in, the fart, the dart, the balloon, the whole thing. But this last time, there's a Canadian production crew who were making a movie called Fart, the movie, and they came over and filmed the whole show, the whole show, and it's going into a movie which releases this year, and it's about the environment, and it's called Fart.
Huh.
So apparently, it's. You know, they've finished, they've done the final edit, and very soon it'll be, I don't know how, you know, they go to film festivals and then they sell it. So it might turn up on HBO, it might be on Amazon.
Hey, Trudy's looking at something. Is that in Australia, Trudy?
No, this is the Finnish Fart Festival.
Finnish. Yes. Okay. And there's Mr. Methane.
That'll be me. And I'm with Fartman.
Yeah, I see him. I like his outfit.
Swedish. He's a Swedish sort of a Finnish cartoon character who is very, you know, the cartoon was quite popular in Finland. And it's spelled Fartman with a PH.
Right.
But you're in uniform and you look like you're great. So ready to fart there. I mean, it's not like you're just phoning it in.
I was, you know, I was so relieved once I got, you know, I always. I don't know why now. I wouldn't call it stage fright, but I get more het up about a gig now than I did maybe when I came over to you in the late 90s, over 20 years ago, because I don't know, maybe I think about more about sort of, I don't know what it means to people. You know, you don't want to let people down.
Yes.
And,
it does
you know,
mean a
so
lot.
Maybe I'm, you know, maybe I'm empathizing with people a lot. You know, I might have had some kind of conscious awakening.
You're evolving.
Yeah, I'm evolving all the time. And I think I'm a lot more in tune and with people. And I'm thinking, you know, I've come all this way. I don't want to let them down. But, you know, you've got to be careful about that because it can be self-defeating and it's, you know, and it's in the you know, you can create an anxiety which tightens the sphincter.
Yeah, no, you're a performer. Absolutely. There's pressure in performing, and you do bring great joy to people, and you don't want to let them down. I totally get it.
It's you know, it's, and the other thing is because, you know, I used to do a lot of cabaret in England. I do a lot less of that now because the clubs aren't there and people tend to see ridiculous things all day on the smartphones, you know.
Yes.
They see, you know, all the ridiculous things that we people send us, these little videos. So people don't go out the same to see something ridiculous or something obscene. absurd or wondrous, you know, whatever way you want to categorize me. So I tend to do more sort of things at home in the studio, you know, little greetings. I do the video greetings for people.
Wait, yeah. are you on Cameo?
Cameo? Is that? Oh no! Is this?
It's for shout-outs? It's like to wish people happy birthday or
greeting.
He does them on YouTube.
Yes, I do invite. Sorry, I do invite. Yeah, I must look up at Cameo. What people do is they just go onto the website and they order a little greeting.
What are they?
Tell
how much
me
do
what
they
want?
How much do they charge? How much can you charge them?
Well, it's difficult. I don't want to charge.
Oh, come on.
I want you to,
Paul,
you can go online there and you can buy one for probably in US at the moment. It'd be $100.
That's a great value.
You know, I would think it's 100. I'm not sure what it used to be. One, you know, as you know, because of Brexit, the pound isn't as strong as it used to be.
Yeah, but you could sell them over here. I guarantee you there's people in Michigan who would happily pay $100. Especially if there's a couple farts in there, I think you can get $100. I mean, if you're going to just give me an audio greeting, you could charge
50. You get more than that because I set them at that price when I was still, I was still touring, and I set them at that price because people say, well, I can't afford, you know, I'm in Michigan, I can't afford to fly you over here, et cetera, et cetera. And I wanted people to have a little bit of methane that was personalised. and it's done well, I'll admit, it's done well. So I can have a day where I just write, right, I've got these to do now, and I'll just go through them, you know. And
how often do you do them?
As often as... As you know, sometimes I think, oh no, I'm going away, but I've got a few greetings in, and so you know, I've got one to do for Friday that a guy's just thrown on me, and I don't want to let them down. I usually like a bit of because he wants Hot Stuff by Donna Summer, you know.
That's perfect.
Very specific.
I guarantee you on Cameo, Cameo is huge, and I think you would do so well on Cameo.
I must look at that. I must look into Cameo.
You must.
But going back to the live thing, you know, it's a different discipline in a studio, and so when you go live, it's a different discipline. There's a whole adrenaline rush in a live situation. Maybe when I go into, you know, because I do less of the live shows now than I used to do, I think what happens is I feel the adrenaline rush when it comes, if that makes sense.
It makes total
Absolutely. Sense. Absolutely. And I do understand. I'm so glad we called because we haven't talked. And we've been talking about Mr. Methane should be on Cameo. This is ridiculous. All these C and D list people, no one cares about her on there. Mr. Methane's a true performer. And unfortunately, we got to move along here because we're about 2 hours in. And I want to thank you for everything. But is there some way maybe you could just blow us a fart goodbye or something?
Yeah, just clean everything
you
out.
You have to let me pump myself up. Hang on. I'm just going to put you down. And sure you can cut the rest out in the edit. Hang on, Drew. I'm pumped up. Okay, this is three cheers for the new royal baby. Hip hip. Ooh, that's what. Hip hip. Let's make the last one a big one. Hip 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 hip. Oh, I think I had a royal baby of my own then.
Thank you, Mr. Methane.
No problem, Drew. Okay.
It was spectacular.
Bye, Trudy. Take care.
Bravo.
No doubt I'll catch up with you soon.
Check Cameo.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
bye.
Man.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Clean up there.
Man, so many thoughts. Like, spending an entire day with him sounded like so much fun. All the different things that they did, and they drove into the country and all of that.
Yeah, it like a it's very simple a day man. In a British country.
Yeah.
I was looking at his site. He has quotes from famous people like Howard Stern because he was on Stern, and he's got one from Simon Cowell, which is Your Disgusting Creature from when he was on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
But there's one on here. He's got one from Sacha Baron Cohen, but he's got one from Kelsey Grammer. When did he ever cross paths with Kelsey Grammer, who says, farting is the first thing we laugh at in life and probably the only thing we can always laugh at. Mr. Methane will blow you away.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Let's see.
He's respected by I like Kelsey Frazier.
I like him more now because yeah. Kelsey Grammer likes farts.
I totally like him after he fell off the stage. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear so God. Much. Oh, dear God.
So much fun.
Okay, I'm Googling Kelsey Grammer, Mr.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh,
dear Lord.
Oh, dear Lord. Are you looking at what, Kelsey Grammer methane?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Does seem to be something. Wait, Kelsey Grammer, the emperor of anal emissions. What?
Oh. Hmm. Wasn't he married? Didn't he have a wife who had a kind of a...
Oh, that's right. She
a farting problem.
Oh, yeah, she had IBS.
Is that how
Yeah.
Oh, they're just using the same quotes from that you just had. So I don't know where they came from. It's just
the connection.
We got a reason to call him next week.
Yeah. Oh, we need to call him more frequently. No question. I still remember when we sang... He had the version of I Just Called to Say I Love You, where he left certain words out, and we sang. It was adorable. And his farts were strong.
Yeah.
The dogs were barking at his farts.
Is that what they were barking at?
I think so. I really do.
Aren't they used to it? They're not used to farting around here?
They might have heard a few.
Especially during the show.
But his are different. So. They're different. They're very percussive.
They're very loud.
I think you guys are selling some people short.
I don't know. I want one of his methane shirts, though. I love that
cool. It's
color
a cool
scheme
logo,
and the logo.
They are cool.
Man, I wonder if Joey Morosso
can make you one. Oh, a legal
probably.
One. I want a methane shirt.
So yesterday we spent so much time on social media. I really wanted to avoid this topic today as best I could, but I saw this story about Jake Paul, who's one of those people I just don't like. I know he does. Funny videos.
Now, is he the one that got in trouble in Japan, or is that his brother,
it's
Logan?
Logan.
Okay.
Oh, that's Logan Paul.
Can't keep those two. They're all the same to me.
They both have mansions from their YouTube earnings.
Oh, Lord.
Which, you know, you just can't help. Oh, really? Okay, whatever.
Can't we fast forward to when they lose them?
That's what I'm looking forward to, because when he's 35, these 13 and 15-year-olds are going to be 27, and they're going to go, what was it? Why did I like this idiot? Plus, he is an idiot. They're both idiots. This guy, Jake Paul, has a party last night, and paramedics show up three times.
What?
There's a girl who has nothing to do with the paramedics who says, I was drugged at Jake Paul's party, and she's not saying he did it. She's just saying she was drugged, and she's upset. She went to the police. Meanwhile, paramedics were called three times, one at midnight for a sick party member, one at 1 o'clock in the morning for a sick party member, and then they were called at 3 a.m., and they came all three times. At 3 a.m., they came for an adult who was injured in a fall. Wow. Probably somebody taking a selfie. I mean, who knows?
Making a video.
So then they go on to mention it. Oh, it was a big celebrity fest. Chris Brown was there. And I'm like, Chris Brown?
Lord.
None of the calls were for Chris Brown.
Who would invite Chris Brown to their party, by the way?
Well, maybe that's the only party Chris Brown can get into now is an influencer party.
I
guess everyone else has shunned him, hopefully.
It seems too stupid a place for him to be. But, you know, I saw the Justin Bieber tweet about, Chris Brown is so wonderful. Michael Jackson plus Tupac equals Chris Brown. I'm like, first of all,
I don't want to be I don't want to be the answer to that equation.
And Chris Brown was delighted. He was like stringing heart, like, oh, my God, I love you, Justin. Thanks for the support.
Pedophile plus domestic abuser, which Tupac was, equals a pedophile.
He shot people,
domestic
too.
Abuser?
What is that? I mean, I couldn't believe it was a compliment. Michael Jackson?
Well,
the guy that buys kids?
Let's pause for a second. We're talking about Justin Bieber, so.
Yeah.
I don't even understand Justin Bieber. I would think he would have more awareness than to write something so stupid.
Who was Justice Bieber?
And by the way, Chris Brown is having problems right now because somebody just came out and said They were angry with the producer for working with Chris Brown. They said he's a domestic abuser. He's assaulted numerous people, which he has. There's a couple assaults that are still open cases. There's a girl that said she was not allowed to leave his mansion. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things out there about this guy. I realized the rape in Paris was dropped, so I'm going to assume that never happened. There's so many other things about this guy.
He's a bad guy.
So this person, and I forgot, it's a little band. It was a female lead singer and a few guys. And two of them, I guess, tweeted out they were disappointed in this producer friend of theirs that worked with Chris Brown. Well, they immediately are flooded with death threats. I mean, it was like
from Chris Brown.
No, from Chris Brown's friends. You know, I'm going to kill you. You should be killed. I mean, just all this incredible hate. And you know, it was like, wow, whatever.
So Chris Brown's invited.
Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom. He's not a bad guy, but I mean...
I don't know if I'd want him at my party.
I don't either. Yeah. Trey Songz, who beat the shit out of a girl,
and
also got in a fight with a cop here in Detroit, and then, of course, said the cop started it. They called him the N-word or something, and they said, no, that's not really what happened. Yeah, I did punch him. I'm sorry. And he pleaded to something. Then I see Justin Combs. I assume that's Sean Combs' son. I don't know.
God.
I flew in on a helicopter.
I'm like, yeah, where's R. Kelly? Why wasn't anybody at this party?
He should be there.
He's probably busy. And then I see these other names like Bella Thorne.
Oh, yeah.
And then Famous Dex. And so I'm seeing these other celebrities, Cameron Dallas.
You and me are the only cool people here. Everybody here is just a bunch of posers and hoes and shitheads.
Speaking of posers, Cameron Dallas. So then I'm like, Famous Dex.
Oh, Cameron Dallas. Okay, I know.
Yeah, Cameron Dallas.
From you.
So I'm like, who's Famous Dex? I'm figuring, this has got to be someone unpleasant. I don't know what. I don't even know who he is, but I just have to look.
Terrible name.
So I check, and I'm like, Famous Dex. Oh, he's got two hit records. He's a rapper. And then, you know, you go further in Wikipedia, it's like, controversies. And I'm like, oh, that's a category. And I look it up, and it says he was supposed to play UC Irvine Shocktoberfest 2018.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Then right before the show, some people came out and said, wait a second, he can't play because a video had come out of him chasing his girlfriend down a hallway and beating her badly.
Oh, great.
Anyway, they decided, yeah, he can play. That was 2 years ago. So he plays. And he got the event shut down because he leaped into the audience and safety barriers were destroyed and they shut the event down, to which... by the way, afterwards he said, I just shut that shit down at Shocktoberfest.
Good job, dude.
It was all positive vibes. He was delighted. But then they reported that, when his van was leaving UC Irvine, someone in his van pointed a gun at some students outside that were upset about the event being shut down.
Oh, great.
So, anyway, then there was an Instagram post where he made fun of an elderly Indian American Hindu cashier. He was with a friend in there, and apparently they made some terribly racially insensitive comments and posted it thinking it was really funny. Then he was arrested for public drunkenness in New York. He skipped court, so he was pulled in on a warrant because cops were investigating his friend's credit card fraud, and they said, who are you? And when he said, I'm Famous Dex, or whatever his name is, they pulled him in for the outstanding one. Anyway, he was at the party.
Oh, of course.
And I was so wrapped up in looking him up, I didn't even look up the other people. So I didn't even, who knows what they did. What you doing? Where your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan.
I ain't doing no plan, these red bottoms, I know. Okay, that's cool.
That's fantastic.
Great.
That's great. Uh-huh. Great music.
What a nice party.
Yeah.
What a lovely party
hell? What was going on there? Paramedics three times? I think you'd shut the party down after the first crazy me.
Well, why wouldn't the police show up? Are you surprised the police didn't show up to show
up? I am kind of surprised.
Why didn't the emergency services say, hey, there's this, you know, maybe we should shut this.
And this was busted on a Facebook post. Did you see that, how it broke, the story got out?
I did not.
Yeah, moms of Conejo Valley, the private page, warned people that if your daughter's there, get her out. What?
It's probably a fair warning.
The girls were all half
naked. I wouldn't want my kid at that party.
No, God, no. A big warning to those teenage daughters. My daughter was at a party in Calabasas last night for YouTuber Jake Paul.
I'll bring the cookies.
The house was a mansion filled with young people. She ended up in the hospital with eight other girls who had been drugged. And ended up at West Hills Hospital incoherent.
Nine girls.
Something was put in their drinks. The girls were all half naked and unable to walk or talk.
Okay, can we shut down this guy's YouTube? I mean, isn't it time that these stupid-ass brothers...
No, because YouTube makes a lot of money on that.
They each have you know, millions of followers. They, I understand they have their that own show.
They're he's drugging people at a party.
Oh, irrelevant. Oh, this. Oh, that. Like,
I think
oh,
what you're saying
enough. Logan's losing subscribers. Jake's gonna pass Logan a subscriber. Bro, who the fuck fucking cares?
Me? You?
No, oh, good. Me. Then shut it down.
Okay. Pretty nice studio though.
9 people drugged. Yeah. You know, 3 paramedic calls. I don't know. I'm sure they're not going to shut him down because his brother went into Suicide Forest and filmed and made jokes about a guy hanging from a tree. He thought that was really cute.
How about the idea of, did something criminal happen here if you have 8, 9 girls?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, that's a public health issue.
It's also, these girls are all, if they're all drugged, I mean, it's not cool to drug people who don't want to be drugged. That's a crime.
It's really cool if they want to, though.
Well, if they want to, that's different. It sounds to me like they were 9 people in the hospital.
Yeah.
And she said half naked. So, yeah. I mean, there's always a problem when you have people who are drugged out of their mind and you have people at the party like Chris Brown. Probably not a great idea.
Yeah, famous
probably
Dex.
Not the place to be.
But famous Dex is there. Mom, Famous Dex is at the party.
I don't know. I get back to these influencers, you know. Yesterday, we were talking about this guy with this giant YouTube following who's hitting on 13-year-olds. He's 23 years old. And he says, I was just asking him to twerk. I thought it was funny. And then he tells us that my sister died when I was 6, and my father was an alcoholic, and he left when I was 8, and I never saw him again, and I'm more like him than my brothers, and our house burned down, and so it's okay that I was asking 13-year-olds to twerk. And YouTube didn't do anything.
No, well, they're making money.
Even though they were warned by other YouTubers that this guy is a disaster. He hits on underage girls, and it's not just twerking. And they said, it's okay, apologized. And then what happens? He does it again. He's going to prison for 10 years.
But
and,
he was you know, suicidal. Isn't that
great? Yeah, he was suicidal. Yeah, he was thinking.
Over the rumors.
He was researching suicide methods so he couldn't apologize. I mean, that was the worst. That apology
that might
was
be
the
one
most
of the worst.
It was the most embarrassing 9 minutes I've ever spent in my life.
I love though how he's got a good defense right there. You know, all of a sudden he just manufactures all the grief that he's going through. Hey, did you see Rolling Stone? Bill Wyman's documentary is out.
No,
you know, I read about the fact that he was claiming that yes, I fell in love with a 13-year-old. We were in love.
But it kind of glosses over it a little bit. It just kind of blows past it.
You know, sometimes I look back at this stuff and I go, boy, we were living in real time and this thing was going on. And we knew it.
Yeah, we
did. It was
did,
just like
yeah.
Michael Jackson, you know. Oh, yeah, 10-year-old. Yeah, he sleeps over his house all the time. It's great. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, you just missed his childhood. And this is another one of those things. It was like, Bill Wyman's dating a 13-year-old and her mom is dating his son. And isn't that crazy? It's like, yeah, that's crazy.
Some of his acquaintances said it occurred to them when he threw a birthday party for her, which... I'm thinking that's just really...
birthday party for him.
That's stupid. Just flat out stupid.
What the fuck?
And somebody's like, how old is she? And they're like, I'm 15.
Oh, a quinceañera.
Ah, boy.
A quinceañera.
And it was a problem. And they said that the one thing that you discover in this documentary is is how good he is at record keeping. He's got this like great organized mind for Rolling Stone that you wouldn't expect. Hmm. But she learned that from him, and she wrote her own book.
Oh,
based on you know stuff.
When's that coming out, or is it out?
I think was released at some point and been out. But in it, she also said that he liked her to be 15 at home, but in public, old enough.
Ugh. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy.
So maybe that wasn't so cute.
Yeah. She's very pretty still, by the way.
Oh, is she does in that
she,
picture?
Does she feel...
I don't have it on here. This is just the...
It reminds me of my serious issue, shallow thought of the day.
Oh.
Which was?
We're winding down. Okay. This is terrible. I'm confessing something here. the Seattle Times suspended a reporter.
Oh, yeah.
Because he sent some direct messages to a female reporter there, who, by the way... had already gotten another reporter in trouble for harassing her, sexually harassing her. And it wasn't like, you know, you're fired if you don't put out. It was just sort of inappropriate messages. This is somewhere else, I believe, but this person lost their job. So anyway, this guy, he's just talking to her about this job. So are you going to play for this?
Yeah.
Is that Mandy Smith?
That's Mandy
she's
Smith.
Very pretty. Yeah. She's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks a lot like she did as a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, because she was pretty as a kid. I mean, yeah. So he's just going, yeah, you can look baby the job. And then he goes, by the way, you're beautiful. And she doesn't respond. And then I think he says something else about how beautiful she is. And then he says.
He says, anyway, you're hilarious. He added that, too.
And then he says.
There's so much cum on your face.
I assume, did that mean he's beating off to her? I didn't know what that. I didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. And she didn't like that.
And isn't it kind of flattering?
I don't think she. Okay,
I'm joking.
I know she'd gotten another guy fired for the same thing. What is he thinking? Well, I mean, I don't care what she's ever done in the past. That's just really stupid. I mean, there apparently is no sparks between these people. And so she confronts him like, what are you doing?
It's
and
it's really weird. Did you look at the timestamps, though, of all of them?
What time was it?
So let me see if I can find the first one. When he started talking to her and she's like, hi, thank you. No, I haven't about getting a job. That's at 2:53 a.m. And then he's like, seems you have the edge necessary to do it, 2:55. And she responds, you know, a long response about why. And so then that's at 3:10 is anyway, you're so beautiful. 3:13, anyway, you're hilarious. Then 3:55 is the cum one.
Oh, my God.
It didn't take him that long to be honest.
Apparently.
Now, he claims that it was meant for someone else.
Yeah, which he wouldn't say who it was meant for.
I find
but he
that very hard to believe.
And she confronts him and says, you know, you asshole, why are you doing this? And he says, can we keep this quiet? I'll make a $1,000 donation to the NOW, National Organization for Women. This is a reporter at the Seattle Intelligencer. Is that what it was?
Yeah, he's a real estate.
Seattle Times.
Seattle Times. Real okay. Yeah, $1,000 donation to the NOW?
So I can write it off?
Yeah. No. She said, no, I'm not doing that. Wow. So she goes to management. He's suspended. And anyway, I'm reading the story and I'm just going, oh, you idiot. And I don't know. I kind of felt like maybe did she have to do that? And now it's one of those things. It's like, I don't want to compare it to the 16-year-old with the stupid prom sign. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this guy, his name's Mike Rosenberg. I'll say it. It's everywhere else. He's now national news. Oh. He's the jerk that wrote some jackass text messages till the end of time. Right. Now, I think there's some people who've written a lot worse text messages and many more to lots of people. He may be one of them, honestly. I don't know. I guess the fairness thing isn't, I mean, it's never going to stop. Is it?
No. Well,
but when she puts it out, it's like, he's done. Bye. Well, your life's over. Your life's never going
to
be the same.
This is where it's really weird because she didn't intend to end his career, which she hasn't yet. He's just
Well, she says that, but you know, I don't think she helped his future
No, and that's what I'm getting at. But she says she doesn't expect him to be fired, just held accountable. So what does that mean in her mind where she's the judge?
The whole world shaming him. The whole world shaming him.
So that's being held accountable?
I guess so. Because why'd she post the stuff?
Why'd she name him?
I don't know. It wasn't enough to get him suspended from work, I guess. You know, it couldn't have been just quietly handled like anything else, which would have been bad enough for him. I'm suspended from work. I don't want to talk about it. You know, yeah, that's embarrassing. And it's something, if anybody called them for a referral, they would say, well, we did have one incident with him. You know, he cleaned up his act and, blah, you know, I don't know. The whole thing, this business of just shaming someone for something, he made three texts at 3:00 in the morning. They're stupid. He's an asshole. I don't know. Is this, I mean, I'm thinking this isn't Aziz Ansari, you know, who can recover from something because he's very funny. He's very big. A lot of people love him. This is a guy who just writes for the paper. I don't know. It's very hard. You know, while you're thinking about that, though, I just want to tell you what happened. I'm reading the story. And I'm reading what he texted, and I'm thinking, boy, he must really like this girl. I didn't look at the timestamp. And then I, as the story goes on, it says this happened to her before, and this guy, and he got fired, and blah, blah, blah. And here's what went into my head was, she must be hot. Which I admit was not the appropriate thought. But, you know, if all these guys are hitting on her and she's getting them all fired and suspended, then she must be kind
of
hot.
It's part of the story.
I think it is. In fact, I felt like, shouldn't her picture be in here? I mean, we had something to the
I'd
story.
I'd also like to know how hilarious she is.
So then I end up doing what people do, and I'm embarrassed to say it. I go, who is this girl? is she hot? And she's okay looking. I was expecting hotter.
Oh.
But it's, I'm not holding it against her. Huh. I'm not judging her. I'm not shaming her. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not going to say anything else about it. Huh. But anyway, I Google her thinking, boy, she sure is in the middle of a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know, just because she is. This is two people who have, one lost his job and this other guy is now national news.
Oh.
And I find out that she was involved in this other big deal with Yelp. She worked for Yelp and she posted a public letter to the CEO of Yelp, the president of Yelp, where she talks about how he didn't pay her enough to live in San Francisco.
That's her?
That's her. She needed to be near her dad, who lives in San Francisco.
Oh,
and
no.
Will you pay my phone bill for me? Should I sell my car? Maybe you can set something up to allow Yelp employees to get food from food banks and soup kitchens. She goes on and on. It's 23, almost 2,400 words about how she can't get by on what Yelp is paying her. And this is the millennial mindset that I hate. And I'm not saying all millennials, but this idea that you should be paid what it takes you to live.
Yeah.
No, you get paid what the job pays and you figure the rest out. It's not you get your house, you get your car, you have your kids, and then they pay you what you need, because that's not how it works. And same thing with her. You need to live with your dad in San Francisco, then you're going to have a really expensive life, and you better find a way to support yourself. She's got a bachelor's in education, apparently.
Oh.
But she was angry because Yelp hired her in customer service, and she wanted to work in the media department.
Well, then go.
Well, that was the job they gave her.
Yeah.
And they said, in a year, maybe you can move over. And she said, they're retraining me for the same job over and over. I mean, she had all these complaints in this long, 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 long thing. And then at the end, she said,
hammered for
anyway, those are my thoughts. I know they aren't worth your time. And then signs her name, Talia Jane.
Huh.
And she was fired within 2 hours.
Wow.
That's the girl that this guy decided he should hit on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Man.
Her Twitter description is minimum wage worker, official face of millennial entitlement.
Bear trap.
A lot of people named her the entitled millennial.
Right. And then she lists her PayPal account in case you want to just give her money.
Oh,
so she links to it. And
wow.
Then she makes sure that you know her pronouns are she and her.
Whatever.
Wow. She should move to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Did you see that old man show
story
about it? Tulsa, Oklahoma will give you $10,000 if you relocate there.
A lot of cities will. There's one in Ohio.
Really?
That Vermont, I think, will do it. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
People can work anywhere now.
Right. Hey. If you work remotely in Talia,
well,
then she can afford to live on top of it all.
I'm moving to Tulsa. Can I still do this from there, Drew?
Can I?
I don't know about that. Can you just collect the 10 grand? How long do you have to stay there?
I'll Skype.
Can you just leave the next day?
They pay you over a period of time, so you got to stay there long enough.
Fuck that!
how much do they pay you? $100 a week? I mean,
how's it work? It's broken up into. They didn't cover that.
Well, that's very interesting because, you know, here we are in a state with a population that's not growing. Has Michigan thought about something like this?
Yeah,
I mean, especially if the person has certain qualifications, I might pay them more because you know, you have this alleged brain drain in Michigan where people with certain skills are leaving the state.
But that's the weird thing. They're coming here because there's really good schools and universities.
There are people coming here, absolutely, from out of state.
They should pay us to remain here.
Great point, Trudy. They don't appreciate us for being here and sticking with Michigan all this time.
Yeah.
You know, people, if I lived in Tulsa, I'd be saying, why ban them? I came here, nobody paid me anything. Just like those people in Detroit who feel that I stayed here when it sucked, so I deserve something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
$10,000. That reminded me of something, though. The 60 Minutes story last night. You want to hit the outro, Brandon?
Which one?
Oh, yeah.
On ransomware?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yeah.
These people in Iran, mostly, who infect the files of little towns in America and big companies and backup files, too.
Mm-hmm.
How do they fuck up the backup files? How do they do that?
Well, once they're in the network.
Well, wouldn't you think you'd have your backup files somewhere
off network?
Yeah, you should.
You absolutely should.
They never said that in the story because I'm going, okay, there's got to be a way to have backup files somewhere you can count on.
Sure.
And they never said anything about that in the story.
60 Minutes.
I don't know much about it.
Well, that little Georgia town got hit, and then Atlanta got hit. Wouldn't you think that Atlanta would go, hey, this happened to
I would think shithole Georgia.
Right.
Anybody who watched that, I would think every town in America would be doing something about that storyline. It was a great story. It was a huge story. And I love the guy who's in the small town, and they said, you don't give us $60,000, we blow out everything. And I mean, everything in the town is blown offline.
Yeah.
And they negotiated down to $8,000.
That's all we got.
We're a small town.
Yeah, we'll give you $8,000. That's it. Take it or leave it. And they said, yeah, we'll take it. And they have to uninfect you, or else they can't take the next one. They can't ask for money from the next person because
it'll ruin their reputation.
If they're going to fucking infect us anyway, then fuck them. We're not going to pay them a cent.
Yeah.
In Iran, we have no reciprocity apparently with Iran. So, yeah. Well, you know, isn't there something we can take away from Iran? Is there something
oil?
We do for Iran that we can. I know, that's what I thought.
The Straits of Hormuz.
I think we would have done it if we could.
You should get John Goffman back on. He knows a lot about Iran.
This world.
Fun stuff.
All right, Tom Mazoway, Thomas A. Mazoway tomorrow. We will not allow him to talk about the horse race. It's going to kill him. You'll love it.
See ya!
Oh, wow.